Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Reading.
1:37 remaining. Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie here. This one's coming to a close. The men's game coming up. Going to follow this one at around 7:30. Smothers will put it in play. Looks in, finds Whitney Armstrong. Armstrong doubled up the floor, hands back to Smothers. Smothers now will go up the sideline. She stops, back to Whitney Armstrong, and they break the press easily. Swings to the corner. Thompson, stutter step, gets to the baseline, dumps off down low. Easy finish for Madison Cox. And another nice pass for Lexi Thompson. She's got three assists, and multiple times we've seen her set up good looks. 1:15 to go. Warren down. Faimalo back to the basket. Tough turnaround. No. Armstrong with the rebound.
Yeah, and on Lexi Thompson, you probably have more than that. But a couple times, Red Hawks were fouled, then they went to the line. So, if you gave assist for that, she'd have credit for
Thompson
as well.
For three. It's going to go off the corner of the backboard. Offensive rebound to Smothers. Now to Romelli. Romelli. Armstrong. Spins in the middle of the floor. Steps back. Looks down to Madison Cox. Little fall away four-footer. No. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up and is fouled. And in this fourth quarter, Bryce, it has just seemed like Simpson has wanted it more.
Yeah. And I think it's just been kind of a snowball effect. You know, we saw it towards the end of the second quarter, and the third quarter it really started to pick up, and the Red Hawks have just kind of run away with it in the fourth quarter here.
Pair of free throws coming up here for Madison Cox, who's got 10 points, 6 rebounds. First free throw is no good on her first trip to the line tonight.
That seems a little low on the rebound count.
Simpson, 8 of 14 from the free throw line this evening.
Good percentage for them, considering their season total, 8 of 14.
Knocks down the second one, and we're going to have a lane violation on the shooter, so the basket won't count. 41 seconds remaining, 59-45 here.
No fouls and no quick threes like Coach Pringle was saying.
Here's Warren. Almost a steal. Horn now pulls up from 15. No rebound, Madison Cox, and Simpson now can get it across the midcourt and run out the clock into their first win in CalPAC play. Armstrong crossing over. Now is just going to run out the clock. And a very, very nice win for Simpson. Armstrong inside to Romelli. Ooh, she's going to fire for three. It's good. I don't know how we're going to feel about that one.
And a turnover down there on the baseline. Great. Stepped over the line there.
Simpson did not have to shoot that shot.
Something about etiquette in there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best sportsmanship. I don't know if Simpson actually realized that they did not have to take a shot. Armstrong gets it in play to now Lexi Thompson. Up top to Romelli, and Simpson now will run out the clock. The Red Hawks will improve to 1-0 in conference play here on December 8th with a big comeback victory over Cal Maritime 61-45 in a very impressive win for Coach Pringle and company. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our post-game interview with Coach Derek Pringle here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
I'm here now with head coach Derek Bringle after the 61-45 victory. And, coach, that first half, probably not exactly what you wanted to see from your team. What did you tell them at the half to help them come out and pull off this 16-point win?
Talked about playing better defense. That first quarter, giving up, I think it was 19 points. That's what we do. So we kind of locked in defensively, got some stops, took care of the basketball. We had Allie and Ellie and Shea Lee stepped up for us, even Lex. So that was kind of very huge for us.
Yeah, your bench was vital tonight. And talk to us a little bit about the trust you have, even in your bench, to finish that game.
I feel like we have 11 starters on our team, to be honest with you. And I trust every player on our team. And tonight it showed. I mean, Lex coming in the game, not playing much last game, and stepping up and making some key stops and key shots. Ellie, Shea Lee, who doesn't play much at all, was huge for us. So even Alex Cooper got some big minutes. Every player on my team, the starter, in my opinion. So I really trust him.
Seems like you guys got better from every quarter. Seriously, the first quarter, you struggled a little bit. Second quarter got a little bit better. Bryce and I said at the half, we just felt like you were a couple baskets away from really breaking it open. And that's really what happened. Does your defense, when you guys play well defensively, does it lead into more good shots?
It really does. Our defense, our defense leads to our offense. And we're able to get stops, and come down the offensive end, run a good set, take care of the ball. We're dangerous, and so tonight.
How important is it to get this first win in conference when we talked about earlier this week, you and I did, that you don't really play another conference game for almost a month?
Yeah, it's huge, man, to go into the Christmas break with a 1-0 conference, not being 0-1, and Americans are a good team.
Yeah, they
a lot
are.
Better than last
Bunch
year. They play hard, man. They're very scrappy. They can score. And for us to win on their home court like we did, it's huge for our confidence.
Allie Romelli played huge for you tonight, coach. 4-6 from 3, 14 points. She led you guys in that category. Also ran the point a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
What did you see from her that you really liked?
You call her Draymond Green. So she do everything, man, and she was clutch for us. She's been that way all year, but her running her point and getting our offense going and taking big shots and even defensively guarding 22 at times, she was awesome for us today.
Well, coach, congratulations on the win, and man, that was an exciting one, wasn't it?
Good, man. Yes, I mean, yes, it was exciting. Yeah.
Congratulations. We'll take a break. We'll be back and talk more about this one. Thanks, here, man. On KCNR 1460. Thanks, coach.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now these socks are so soft they feel like silk, but they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're gonna love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zowett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm here with Dr. Premalina Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Final thoughts here this evening, Bryce, as we transition over to the men's game here shortly. A huge comeback win. Simpson trailed by as much as 11. I'm going to say this again. Trailed by 11, then came all the way back to win by 16. You got to love the effort from this team. And a huge way to start conference play, because we know this conference is all about getting off to a good start. Last year, the men's team struggled with that a little bit. They had to come back and win six straight. So a huge win tonight. Everybody got involved. All but two players scored. And 11 players, I mean, truly just an all-around good effort. And again, the defense continues to be the key attribute for Simpson.
Yeah, from top to bottom, it was a team effort. I mean, that, and really what it came down to, you had two of your better offensive players, more consistent offensive players, have an off night with Casimore and Gutierrez, but everyone else, you know, you picked them up, and that's how they came back and won this game. We saw a huge minute from Thompson and
Whitney Armstrong,
Even Alex Cooper and Shaylee Damon when Madison Cox got in foul trouble, and they played really, really well as a team tonight. And I think more than anything, even if they hadn't come away with a win, that is the best part of this game, because it instills confidence in everyone on the squad. So going forward, they, like these girls who hadn't been seeing a lot of minutes or hadn't gotten in their rhythm yet, use this game as a way to do that. And so now, and I think it'll help them be successful going forward.
Absolutely, a big win, 61-45 for the women's team. Now we transition to the men's basketball game. They will take on Cal Maritime here. Shortly, we'll take a break. We'll get our prep ready to go, and we'll join you here in a few minutes. You listen to Simpson Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25 with River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Now it's time for the men's game as we welcome you back in here to Vallejo, California. Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie is the Red Hawks taking on Cal Maritime. And I mentioned it as we did a little bit of our Instagram preview, Bryce, that there has been a lot of very good games between these two teams in this building. Some of them have been for CalPAC championships. However, Simpson trying to continue what has been a very, very good start to this season. 5-3, they've only gotten they've gotten two Division II wins. They've gotten a very, very good non-conference start to this season. But it all begins really tonight as the Redhawks take on Cal Maritime, their CalPAC rival. And let's see here if the Redhawks have the ability to pull off a road win in a place that is not easy to win on the road.
No, very, very tough stadium to win in. Rowdy, very rowdy crowd. They like getting into it. It's a fun place to play. They have had quite a few good matchups here. And I think this will really set the tone for the season for either team.
We will take a break, and we'll be back with the tip here on KCNR 1460.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out from Brian what happens when the Democrat supermajority starts to lean on us up in the North State. Also, Shasta College with the latest on their athletic program. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Julie, and we own Guild Beauty Bar, located in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
We specialize in creatively shaping eyebrows that uniquely fit every one of our clients.
And we also offer all facial and body waxing services, makeup by my partner, Brittany Bear,
extreme eyelash extensions by my partner, Julie, PCA peels, and our newest addition, microblading.
We welcome all men, women, and teenagers to come in and enjoy a personalized service.
We will always accommodate you accordingly. And our biggest attribution to our small business is to make sure every client walks out feeling loved.
So please, book now at guildbeautybar.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We're back here from Vallejo, California. Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie is the starting lineups are being introduced for Simpson. We will start with them. Teon Martin, the 5'9 freshman out of Pasadena, starts at the point. JT Branch, the forward spot, 6'8 junior out of Antioch. Aaron Berry in his senior season, the CalPAC newcomer of the year last year, out of Brentwood, California. Blake Trent, the junior transfer out of the Shasta College out of Reading. And also in the middle, John Manjon, 6'9", out of Spain. So Simpson looking to improve to 6-3, 1-0 in conference play. The Keelhaulers come into this game at 7-5. Both these teams have very, very similar non-conference schedules, and at the moment appeared to be almost deadlocked coming into this game, not only statistically, but especially when you talk about who they have played and how they have faced off. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Simpson will be in their visiting black uniforms, taking on a very good Cal Maritime team coached by Brendan Rooney in his second season. Todd Franklin is in his second season as well, with assistant coaches James Jansen and Mike Hayworth.
Yeah, both teams extremely well coached. Rooney always surprised me with what he's able to do with the talent that he has. So it'll be very interesting to see how these two teams match up here tonight.
Starting lineup for Maritime, they have Justin Eisen, Josh Hauser, Elijah Holtz, Xavier Lucero, who's a guy to keep an eye on down low, and Ben Borja for Maritime. They're in their new white uniforms that are crispy and white, as Manjon and Borja will be going up for the tip. It is up and controlled by Maritime, as Lucero now hands to Josh Hauser, the leading scorer on this team, moving to our left, picked up by Teon Martin. Straight away now to Eisen, down to the right elbow to Lucero, gets it taken away by Blake Trent. Trent's got a steal. Trent right to the rack, left hand finish is good. Simpson off to a good start.
Great weak side pickup there by Trent, coming in, stripping the big man who wasn't seeing him come from behind.
Lucero on the left side of the floor, swings now to Elijah Holtz, back up top to the big man, that's Borja. Now to Hauser. Hauser holding, waiting for a screen, now they slip it. Hauser now attacks, gets to the left side of the floor, lost the handle on as he goes up. It's stripped out of the hands of Manjon on the rebound. Now it gets a second chance for Maritime, and a whistle and a three-second violation.
So even though Manjon couldn't come down with a rebound, a great job sealing him off on the baseline, forcing the turnover.
So Aaron Berry will put it in play for Simpson. He gets the tee on Martin. Martin will be going toe-to-toe with Josh Hauser, the 5'10 junior out of Thousand Oaks. Martin running the point. Crosses over on the left side of the floor. Enters now to Blake Trent on the far side. Trent waits for a screen. Now he will get it, moving to his left, stops, spins, finds JT Branch. Branch stops, he'll fire left angle three, knocks it down. JT Branch gives Simpson a 5-0 lead and a perfect two possessions for Simpson offensively. Left side of the floor, here's Elijah Holtz. Now straight away to Ben Borja. Bounce pass to Hauser. Hauser waits for a screen. Here comes another one. He comes off it to his left. He's bumped. The little floater from 14. Bank. No good. JT Branch with the rebound. It's tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Simpson basketball.
Yeah, great possession so far. I'm not sure Maritime knew Branch could shoot like that. That wasn't even a close. He was about a foot from beyond the arc. So great pull there, seeing the defenders sag so far off of it.
Fans start to file in for this premier event. Here's Aaron Berry, far side of the floor, waiting for an on-ball screen. Jabs left, waiting, now does come off it to his right. Stops, hesitates, now swings out Martin. Wide open look at threes. One dribble pull up from 15. It's good. The Redhawks 3-for-3 from the floor. It's 7-0, less than 2 minutes into this game.
And that's a matchup I'd love to see the Redhawks key in on. I do not think that Hauser can keep up with Teon Martin.
Down low, that is Lucero. Made the catch and then had a little push in the back from JT Branch. And a foul away from the ball. Shot clock will remain at 22. So first foul in this contest. Inbound to Lucero. Lucero looks for the backdoor feed into the paint. A whistle and a travel.
Another good job by Blake Trent coming over from the weak side. He stepped in the key, got in front of the cutting big man, forced him to take that extra step and got the turnover.
It is very evident that Simpson has a lot of confidence coming into this contest. 7-0 our score in just over 2 minutes gone by. Teon Martin crossing over and now enters the JT Branch. Backdoor feed, Blake Trent goes up and lays it in. 9-0 start and a quick timeout taken by Brendan Rooney. 9-0 our score, less than 3 minutes into this game. We will take a short break. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Here's Josh Hauser now swinging straight away to Elijah Holtz. Enters now to the right block. He finds Borgia. Borgia now to Hauser. Simpson's defense is on lockdown. Here's Eisen for three. It's good. Justin Eisen with the first triple of the game and the first bucket for Maritime, and that was not one that was easy to come by. A tough look, but he knocked it down. 9-3 our score.
Yeah, no, that was great defense by the Redhawks. Just a good finish there by Eisen. Eisen, one of their go-to guys, that assistant coach Jansen was telling me about tonight.
Berry, step back. Branch, right angle three. No. Rebound. John Manjohn tracks it down. Berry attacks. Berry right to the rack. Tough little turnaround. Fall away. No. Manjohn off his rebound. Back up. Lay in. It's also no good. Out of bounds. So we're going to have a loose ball foul on Manjohn first. Man, two easy attempts right at the rim. Just unable to get him to go.
Yeah, Berry got some good separation. Couldn't finish. Manjohn, he should have just dunked that ball. You're up that high. Don't worry about touching it in.
9-3. Here's Hauser. Waits, finds Eisen, who comes off the screen straight away. Enters from the post. Lucero back to the basket. Flare screen. Eisen again for three. Same spot, different result. Teon Martin with the rebound. Bounce pass up the floor to JT Branch. Branch crosses over. Swings out to Aaron Berry. Berry open for three. Yes! Aaron Berry from downtown and much improved from beyond the arc, and it's 12-3.
Great feed there from the big man Branch. Got a little penetration, got about elbow high, found the open man on the far wing.
Here's Elijah Holtz. Attacks, now swings cross court. Here's an open three from Hauser. It's no good. Rebound tip. Tipped again. It comes and it's taken in by Lucero. Another three. This is well short. Offensive rebound, but it's taken away. Berry has it up the floor. Teon Martin. Martin crosses over, looks inside. Bad pass, turnover. Not a good pass there. Didn't know what he was looking for. Finds Hauser now across midcourt. Spins back out now to Lucero. Far side of the floor now to Elijah Holtz. Holtz back to the basket. Ben Borgia looks into the paint. Taken away by Aaron Berry up the floor. Teon Martin to the rack. He can't hit anything on the lay-in. No foul. In the other direction, Jalen Cooper's going to come in for Martin. Down on the floor. Easy pass and a two-hand flush for Ben Borgia.
Two possessions I didn't like from Teon Martin. He had a one-on-three on that last one, and before it was a two-on-three. Both times, just set back up. You guys have been getting a great half-court set.
Yep.
And run through the offense.
Barry swings back out to Martin on the corner to JT Branch. Pump fakes, one dribble. Now looks to the middle, finds John Manjon. Goes to work. Back out Branch. Good look at three. Short and a good box out by Borja, who comes away with the rebound. 12-5, our score. Near side of the floor, Elijah Holt throws a pass down low, taken away by JT Branch. Up the floor, here's Tion Martin. Crosses over, gets inside, draws the contact. He's blocked from behind, out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. 5 minutes into this contest, Jalen Cooper is going to check in for JT Branch. Brandon Moss is in as well. Moss is in for Martin. So Simpson will have 25 on the shot clock with the ball on the baseline.
Yeah, Cooper likely to take over the point guard duties. Great ball handler. Great defender as well.
Manjon, left-hand half hook. Ooh, just falls off the rim. No good. Here comes Hauser now. Speeding up the floor. Left angle, Lucero. They're going to leave him open. He's going to rock and fire for three. No. Long rebound. It comes to the athletic Darnell Harris. Second chance. Hauser to the rim. He's fouled. Hit the basket. Will count. And a chance for one more at the line.
If I'm right, that's a second. Oh, no, they gave it to Aaron Berry, which is fortunate for the Redhawks. I think John Manjon could have been called for that one as well, which would have been bad, as that would have been his second year early on.
Hauser, leading scorer, his three-point play opportunity at the line is no good.
Yeah, Hauser can shoot the lights out. Yep. One guy you do not want to sag off, even a foot 18 inches beyond the arc.
12-7, back to the basket, John Manjon. Pisses up, throws cross-court, Brandon Moss. Left angle, three, he will fire, no. Rebound, tipped, it's going to come out to Aaron Berry. Somebody's got to get a body on Darnell Harris, who is extremely athletic for the Cue Haulers.
Yeah.
Berry, down to Jalen Cooper, far side of the floor, picked up by Hauser. Nowhere to go, now spinning, looking for an on-ball screen, hands to John Manjon. Cross court to Berry. Shot clock's now down at 15. Berry off a screen to his left. Hesitation dribble. Stepping back. Looking into the paint. Finds Manjon. He's been in the key a while. Half hook. Good. John Manjon with the bucket.
Just getting into his rhythm. Missed the first two. When he's on the weak side, he doesn't like to use the backboard, with something he's got to do if he's going to finish.
The senior transfer out of Spain. Now here down in the paint, they find Ben Borja. Here comes the double team. Cross court pass. Open look for Hauser for three. No. Moss tries to box out, but again, Harris with the rebound. And he can get up there. Hauser with a second chance here for the Cue Haulers. Hesitation dribble with the right hand. Swings out. Here's a good look for Eisen. Short. Lucero, another second chance. They're going to hit one of these.
And this is something we saw in the CalPAC playoff game last year. Maritime pulling down offensive rebound after offensive rebound. Absolutely wore out Simpson's defense. That's what gave him the win.
Lucero with a right-hand finish going to the rack. Finishes strong, 14-9. Simpson leading by five here early on. Jalen Cooper running the point here on this possession. Going behind the back of the dribble. Enters to Aaron Berry, far side of the floor. Berry comes off a pick to his right. Hesitation dribble, step back jumper. He's fouled. It counts, and a chance for one more at the line for Aaron Berry. Got him just barely on the elbow, and he'll have a chance for one more.
Yeah, great shot there by Barry. I think they need to go into the screen a little bit more, either do a slip or a pick and roll, try and get some more looks inside.
Kyshawn Rogers is going to come in for Simpson for Blake Trent.
And I'm surprised at the lack of offense going through Blake Trent right now. It seems like they could run a lot through him. I see the Cue Haulers sagging off on those outside shooters, and boy, can he shoot.
Free throw is no good. Hauser now puts it in play to Evan Battle, to Lucero, and a whistle and a offensive foul on a legal screen.
Yeah, 15 ran straight into Kyshawn and created some contact.
It's one of those plays when you do a dribble handoff and you try to even a little bit of contact that is created without that is unnatural can easily be an illegal screen.
Yeah,
Kyshawn Rogers catches on the right angle, hesitates, now comes off the pick to his right, looks up top, now to Aaron Berry. Shot clock's down at 20. Berry off a pick to his right, now goes left, gets to the rack, hanging in the air, scores it, and a chance for one more at the free throw line. Aaron Berry off to a fantastic start for Simpson. He has 7 points, looking for eight from the stripe.
And that's exactly what you want. You want him going into the contact, getting to the line. He's one of those guys like an Energizer Bunny. He'll just keep going. He can wear other teams out.
Aaron Berry with a chance to complete the three-point play. Trying to go up 10 here early on. Got it. Aaron Berry, 8 early points for Simpson. off to a fantastic start. Donovan Townsend into the game, running the point. The senior, Adam Modesto, handling the basketball, comes off a pick, hesitates, picked up by Cooper. Swings out at the right side of the floor. That's Osterstock. Now throws out up top to Chris Brooks, who also just came into the game. Shot clock down at 4. Crossing over. Swings to the corner to Maddle. Back to the basket now. Clock's at 11. Open 18-footer from Harris. No. Rebounds loose. It goes. Cooper stays it in the man, John. Up the floor, Aaron Berry to Kyshawn Rogers. Rogers near side. Back to Berry. Simpson's going to get into their half-court offense. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. What a fast-paced start to this game. Man, John. Back to the basket. Bangs twice. Half hook, stays in the left hand, got it! John Manjohn with a nice bucket, he's got 4, 21-9.
And he's going to dominate all night. There's not really a guy on Maritime who can keep up with Manjohn's size. He can go to work pretty much whenever he wants.
Baseline now to Osterstock, into the paint to the elbow, now hands to Brooks. Brooks swings out, Maddle for 3, short. Manjohn almost came with a rebound, but it's stripped by Brooks. Second chance for Maritime, back to Brooks in the left angle. Aaron Berry picks him up. Shot clock now winding. They're going to get into their offense. It's just at 20. Off a pick to his left. Gets to the middle of the floor. Townsend swings out. Here's a good look at 3 from Matt. Oh, it rings in and out. No good.
Matt.
Wow. Nearly went down.
Matt also very, very dangerous. He went off at the Grant Center last
year. Aaron Berry again with the finish. 10 points in 9 minutes for the senior guard. 23-9. Left side of the floor, here's Chris Brooks. He's picked up by Berry. Now they're going to run some clock. Again, we'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Nice crossover by Townsend. Little floater off the glass is good by Devin Townsend, 23-11.
Cooper got caught on the crossover, expecting him to go with the screen. Townsend got a good penetration inside, used the glass to finish.
Berry spins over the on-ball screen, now looking to create. Berry. Swings to John Manjohn. Pass fakes. He's going to go to work again. Little half hook off the window. Pops out. Gets to the offensive rebound. Goes back up. He's 5. Oh, Brandon Moss just had a tip slam, but it was after the whistle. And John Manjohn will head to the free throw line.
It's kind of like adding insult. We are going to
have.
There.
Yes, that's right.
I like it.
Me too. We're going to have a timeout. 23-11. Simpson with an early 12-point advantage in a fun first 10 minutes of basketball here on KCNR 1460.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Simpson off to a great start in this game, Bryce, and I kind of haven't had a chance to catch my breath, but they're shooting 53%, holding Maritime to just 31%. 1 of 9 for 3 from Maritime. I doubt that keeps up, but a great first 9.5 minutes of basketball.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to watch, and the Red Hawks are playing well on both sides of the floor. Already into their bench with Kyshawn on the floor as well as Jalen Cooper. But again, they're still seeing that consistent momentum from all players, which is what you want.
First free throw from Manjohn is no good, 23-11. His second free throw banks it in. Manjohn's going to come out as JT Branch comes in. 24-11, Simpson with their largest lead of the night. Teon Martin back into the game as well. Far side, Donovan Townsend comes off a pick to his left. No-look pass, swings out to the left side. Now to Elijah Holtz. Holtz off a pick to his right, swings out to Townsend. Simpson, a great defensive possession again. 11 seconds. Townsend crossing over. Townsend inside, draining the contact. No, tip is good from Elijah Holtz. 24-13. Martin gets it back. Martin off a pick. Swings out. Finds Cooper. Cooper right to the rack. Dumps out B. Moss. Moss pass fake. He fires for three. No good.
Not Moss. What you want on that possession. You had Rogers open in the corner. You got to make that extra pass.
Holtz now back to the basket. The Osterstock skip pass now to Townsend. Can't hold on to it. Tion Martin has a steal. Martin sets up Brandon Moss to the rack. He's fouled and will get to the free throw line.
Good job there by Martin. Seeing Brandon Moss cutting to the hoop. Also a good job by Moss drawing the contact.
Darnell Harris picks up the personal.
Brandon Moss. Shooting two.
So B. Moss, a chance to extend the lead, and the first free throw is no good.
And ugly. Red Hawks struggling from the line here early.
Knocks down the second. Simpson, 3 of 6 from the free throw line.
Kind of want to change that up going into the later minutes of the game.
Elijah Holtz, taken over by Kyron Rogers. Rogers up the floor, 2-on-1, sets up Martin. Martin to the rack. It is blocked out of bounds by Darnell Harris. Oh, my goodness. What a play.
He sent that one to the moon. A little late pass there over to Tion Martin. Like you mentioned earlier, Harris is incredibly athletic.
Cooper comes off a screen to his right, thumps back out to Martin. He's got a good look at three, but he pump fakes, swings back out to Cooper. Somebody's got to shoot it. Branch now gets to the middle floor. He'll put it up from 14. No, gets his own offensive rebound. Back out to Rogers. Rogers for three. Got it. Tyshawn Rogers, 28-13. 9 minutes to go, first half. Here from Vallejo in a jam-packed physical education center here on the campus of Cal Maritime. Skip pass, Maddle, and he almost threw it away. Harris. Osterstock for three. Yes, answers. 28-19. Check that, 28-16.
Still a 12-point gain, but you don't want to give up those open looks.
Martin. He'll fire for three. No, not one pass made on that possession. I'm not sure if we like that.
I certainly don't. I would have loved them to run through the offensive set. They haven't had any retaliation to it.
Maddle, one dribble pull up. No, Rogers trying to tip it and keep it alive. It comes to Holtz. Holtz skip pass. Townsend, one dribble pump fake of a whistle and a foul. And Cooper went for the shot block. Almost went down extremely hard. But we'll get to a timeout first. 7:59 to go. First half, 28-16. The Red Hawks with your lead here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dinner. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
28-16 here with 12 minutes gone by. You're on KCNR 1460. We thank you for joining us here on a Saturday night. Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie. Simpson has six men on the floor here as they do get Brandon Moss off just before play resumes. Gilar ball here moving to the left of us.
Good defense here by Rogers on the opening possession.
Inbound now, or into the paint now to Darnell Harris. Down low. Turn around, left-hand hook. No, out of bounds. It'll stay Gilar ball.
And that's something that the coaching staff was talking about is that Boria loves to go over his left shoulder. So if you can, force him in the middle into help.
Lob pass out. It finds Lucero. Shot clock is at 10 now as we get into the half-court offense a little bit more. Hauser, deep three-point range. Hauser and a whistle and a foul on Tion Martin.
It's his second. Early on for Tion Martin, got it a little too aggressive on the offensive end. Not something you want to do. He was, you know, 4 or 5 feet beyond the arc.
I think that's just his first.
Just when he picked up one earlier.
Darnell Harris hands off to Hauser, comes off a pick. Great hesitation off the pick. Here's now Eisen into the paint. Not able to be hung on to as it comes to Manjohn. Martin up the floor. Manjohn with a great steal. Martin trying to do a little too much there.
Hey!
Something we saw in the women's game, too. He's just got to settle down and get in the rhythm. Yep. He'll find it.
Hey! Coop! Back to AB!
Backdoor feed, pass is deflected, turnover. Lucero. Lucero now to Hauser. Hauser gets his way right into the rack. Now dumps it back out to the corner. It's Borgia. Back to Hauser. They'll set up the offense. Lucero up top. Looking. Bad pass, taken away. Rogers called for a foul. Trying to fight over. It remains.
Here it comes.
Hauser. Back to the basket. Borgia down, looks in the paint. Harris swings back out. Borgia for three. No. John Manjohn fighting. Lucero with a rebound. Second chance. Borgia to the rack. Right hand finish. No. Manjohn can't come away with it. It comes out to Rogers, who does have the rebound.
Redhawks have to be more aggressive. This team is athletic and tall, and they love to go after offensive rebounds. You have the height and the athleticism to keep up with them. Got to be aggressive on the boards.
Here's Jalen Cooper now setting up the offense, directing traffic. Simpson will have a pair of substitutions coming in here at the next whistle. 10 on the clock. Cooper enters now to Kyshawn Rogers. 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 Right to the rack. Step back dribble with a 15-foot jumper. Rattles it home. Kyshawn Rogers has 5 on 2 of 2 shooting off the bench. 30-16, pass is deflected. It'll be Simpson basketball. So Branch is going to come out. Ken Modica Jr. in. Blake Trent back in. 6:16 to go, first half. Harris now to Hauser. Off a pick to his left. Hesitation dribble again. Back out to Eisen. Deep three on the way. He rattles in and out. No good. Rebound comes to John Manjohn. It is an absolute fight for the ball on every rebound.
Every time it goes up.
Barry, ISO, left angle jumper.
Ugly.
No good.
Bad, bad possession there.
Hauser. Hauser up the floor, right to the rack. He is, wow, not fouled, lays it up and in. Nice finish by Josh Hauser.
Aaron Barry about a half an inch away from getting a finger on that ball.
Jalen Cooper to the rack. His finish tipped in and dumped home by Ken Modica. Oh, what a play that was.
The kind of athleticism they were specifically recruiting for during the offseason. And they found it with Ken Modica and Jason Branch.
32-18. The athleticism at this level in the last 4 to 5 years has skyrocketed. 32-18. Simpson still shooting above 45%. Maritime still under 30. Hauser, left side of the floor. Jalen Cooper is going to be on him most of the night. Townsend now enters the left angle to Lucero. Tries to spin to the basket. Looks back out. He has a wide open shooting. Hauser for three. Air ball. Rebound comes back out. It did not hit the rim. Here's a corner jumper from Eisenhoff. The dribble is good. 32-20.
And again, offensive rebounds are coming into play. The Redhawks cannot allow the Keel Haulers to come back into this game by getting second chance possession.
Nine offensive rebounds. Cooper hands back to Manjohn. Back up top to AB. Barry now waits, setting up the offense. Right side to Blake Trent, who we've yet to see get involved with his three-point shot. Back to the basket, Modica. Modica squaring up. Straight away to Cooper. He'll fire from downtown. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Jalen Cooper makes it a 15-point game. His first bucket of the night. Simpson is now 4 of 9 from beyond the arc. 15-point game, 4.5 to go. Ben Borgia, far side of the floor to Josh Hauser, picked up by Cooper. Now down low, they're going to double him. Now out to Justin Eisen to Hauser. Hauser, crossover dribble right to the rack, goes up, shot is blocked, out of bounds. Simpson, or it'll be Keelhauser ball. Great defensive possession. One player kept his hand straight up, drawing the contact. The other help side block came over to knock it away. 12 on the shot clock. It remains Keelhauser ball.
Yeah, great job there. That was Monica who came on the weak side. Banjon stepped over and stopped the drive.
Pass back out now to Bora. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball is going to be on Monica. So just his first, and we're going to get the free throw line.
Redhawks now in the 1-1 bonus will be for the shooting for the remainder of the half here.
Hauser will shoot the 1-1. First one is good. That is just the second free throw shot of the game for Maritime.
Hauser, despite being a great outside shooter, not particularly great from the free throw line, under 70%.
Knocks down both, 35-22. Gets it in now to Aaron Berry, and Berry will bring it up for Simpson. Blake Trent. Trent, nowhere to go. Lob pass to Banjon. Should have been an offensive foul. Banjon now goes up and missed it. Tip no good. Gets it back up. Goes up again. This one is good. Relentless on the glass. 37-22.
Great tag team there. Monica came in from the weak side to help on the rebound. Banjon came away with it. But if Monica hadn't been there, it would have gone to the
Hauser. Doubled. Turnover. Up the floor. Here's Aaron Berry. Berry to the rack. Lays it up. Got it. Wow. I can't believe that's not a foul.
Yeah, it took a lot of contact there after he released the ball, but the defender didn't allow him to land.
39-22. Largest lead of the night at 17. Strong take to the rim. Now loses it on the way out. Turnover. Simpson ball. Timeout. Brendan Rooney, a full timeout. Simpson playing very, very well here early on in this contest. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
39-22 here out of the timeout. 3:24 to go in the first half. In what has been a very well-played game by Simpson, we've seen some minor issues with taking care of the basketball and getting off or getting defensive rebounds. But other than that, offensively, they look very good.
They do, and everyone's getting involved. Monica, tip dunk, John Banjon finishing down low. Aaron Berry, of course, is had 10 points in 9 minutes at one point, and Jalen Cooper hitting a big open three.
Yeah, Aaron Berry leads all scorers with 10. Banjon has 7 as Cooper brings it up the floor for Simpson. Check that. Berry has 12.
Go!
Berry.
Go!
Waits. Double team hands to Monica. Now out to Cooper. Shot clock's at 13. Down low, Banjon. Single coverage. Back to the basket. Little half hook on the shimmy. No. And Monica gets the offensive rebound, but a loose ball foul will be on Monica.
Yeah, they're both fighting down there. Just got in a little trouble with his hands. He's got to use his body more to secure position rather than to fight away the defender with his arms.
We're going to head to the other end to shoot free throws. The 1-1 for Darnell Harris.
Red Hawks with 18 fouls now, 3:01 remaining. Another 2, and they'll be in the double bonus.
Harris just a 58% free throw shooter on the year. However, only 12 attempts. This first free throw is no good. Banjon with the board, already his 7th. Off to a good start in that category.
Yeah, and what helps is some offensive rebounds as well. But I just love the aggression on the glass, especially against a team that's something they were definitely missing last year.
Aaron Berry, far side. Berry waits to come off the pick. Looks down low, finds Manjohn, scoops his way to the rack. Count it! And a chance for one more at the free throw line. John Manjohn with a gorgeous play off the beautiful setup from Aaron Berry. He's got 9 points.
Yeah, a lot of finesse there for a big man. Kind of went up and around two defenders and then left-handed it off the back of the iron and in.
A little Spanish touch, I might say. A chance to put himself in double figures.
Oh, goodness.
Chance to extend their lead to 20 in this first half. Free throw. No good.
Not Manjohn's strong point, his free throw shooting.
Here's Hauser now to Lucero, far side of the floor to Justin Eisen. Here comes a double to Ben Borja. He attacks the left hand, he traveled. Yes, good call by the official on the opposite side of the floor. 41-22.
And Manjohn doing a great job staying with Borja. They're about the same size. I think Manjohn just a little bit better with the fundamentals, able to get Borja to commit the error.
41-22. Fun first half. Here from Vallejo. JT Branch.
Hawk.
Yeah, that's a good point. John Manjohn, open from 17, looks back to the basket to Blake Trent. Spins to the baseline, draws the contact. Shot was blocked. Now it's loose. Aaron Berry gets it back. Now loses it. It's thrown back in, and it comes to the Keelhaulers. Up the floor, Hauser, one-on-one. He goes to the rack. It is good. Oh, what a nice play from Josh Hauser, laying it high off the glass as Aaron Berry came in to try and block the shot.
Good.
41-24.
Good hustle there from Berry and Branch to get back. Cooper's got a good job making him got to do a better job to make the offensive player make their move higher to slow him down.
Berry pulls up from 15 is good. Aaron Berry off to a fantastic start tonight. 14 points on 6 of 8 shooting here in this first half. 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining in the opening half. Here from Vallejo, Lucero, ooh, got away with the travel. Swings out. Here's an open three from Eisen. Short. Rebounds tipped. It's going to be saved in by Borja. Throws it back out top to Townsend. Second chance now as Hauser crosses over to the middle of the floor. Dumps back out. Here's Townsend for three. The lefty fires and hits it.
And that's something that they kind of recruit for here at Maritime. A lot of their guards can hit from 18, 24 inches beyond the arc. So something you got to keep an eye on.
43-27, Cooper spinning to the rack. No rebound, Lucero. A little early in the shot clock there, down the floor. Here's Borja. He's going to go up with the left hand and lays it in.
And not what you want to see on the defensive end after not getting a bucket. Not what you want to see on the defensive end at all.
43-29. It's a 14-point game. Timeout called by Simpson. Let's see if it's going to be a full or a 30. It will be a 30, so we will stay here. David Van Dyke and Merrill Lynch is dedicated to providing clients with the finest individually tailored approach to financial and investment strategies. Whatever your personal goals may be, Simpson graduate David Van Dyke will work with you to develop a customized financial strategy designed to help you pursue what's most important to you. See what David can do for you by contacting him at 530-223-3005 or visit him at 292 Hempstead Drive in Reading. What a fun first half this has been. Just fast-paced, good basketball.
Smart basketball.
Smart basketball, that's a good point. Both teams have played decently well. Simpson obviously has been shooting it a little bit better, plus 11%. Teon Martin back into the game as he enters to Aaron Berry, back to Martin. About a 15-second differential from the shot clock to the game clock. Backdoor pass. What a setup from Berry to John Manjohn. No look. What a play that was. 45-29.
More that smart basketball. Berry drew three defenders. Manjohn had the smarts to cut. They found a hole. Got a bucket.
Maybe 0.2 seconds that differentiate the shot clock and game clock. It's down at 16. As Hauser's out at midcourt. Simpson does not have a foul to use here. And a 16-point game. Hauser enters to Borja. Borja dribble handoff to Eisen for three. Yes!
He can shoot. My goodness.
2 seconds. Here is Hauser for three at the horn after getting the steal. No good. And that's going to end the first half of a high-intensity, high-paced 20 minutes of basketball. 45-32 after 20 minutes. We'll take a break and talk about this first half here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. From myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister Vex that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister Vex that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970. Online at Hokumas.net or like us on Facebook.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back here at the intermission, Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie, 45-32. Simpson with the lead after 20 minutes, and really Bryce Simpson had an opportunity to go up by 20-plus, but Maritime, as they always do, found a way to come back into this game early on.
Yeah, a few... less than great trips down the floor for Simpson. A couple of possessions where they just ran down and hooked up a shot rather than getting any passes in, which is exactly the opposite of what got them 45 points. Once they got a few passes inside or even around the perimeter, they were able to find something. So they really want to keep doing that. And on the defensive end, it's just come down to second chance points. Maritime pulling down a lot of offensive rebounds. That's given them second chance opportunities, which they wouldn't normally have. I think you take away those, it probably is a 20-point game.
Well, you look at the turnover differential. Simpson plus 9 in turnovers, just 4 for Simpson. And they've converted 13 points off of turnovers. Being out-rebounded by 6, 11 offensive rebounds by Cal Maritime. And that's what Simpson's going to talk about in the break. And also, getting out on shooters. They're just 4 of 17, but it seems like that they're going to start to knock more of those down if they continue to get good looks.
Agreed. And, this this Maritime team can shoot, and they can shoot from deep.
Yeah.
And it's not something new. We've seen it before. It's where they are every year, and they knew it coming into this game, so they have to get out. Eisen's doing a great job, 2 for 6 so far, but hit both of his. One was on the first possession, I think. The second one just came late in the half. And their other guys just haven't been hitting yet, but you know they're going to. So you want to make that adjustment now before they start hitting their shots. One other thing I'd key in on is you want to keep the intensity up. You want to come out with just as much fire, if not more, than you had starting out the first half. Come out angry, be aggressive, take the ball to the hoop, and get down to business.
All right, we will take a break. Athletic Director Tom Galvin will be joining me after the break here on KCNR 1460.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here at the intermission. Connor Sutton with you as Simpson leading by 13, 45, 32. I'm joined now by Simpson Athletic Director Tom Galbraith. And Tom, it's been a good night so far for the Red Hawks, getting a big win on the women's side, 61-45. And the men's side up 13 here at the intermission.
Yeah, congratulations to Derek Kringle and the Red Hawks for coming in here. You know, this has been a kind of a bugaboo environment for them to come down in this gym. And if you watched the first half or listened to the first half, you were like, this place, there's just something about it. And then they came out in the second half and just kind of took control of the game, made some shots, protected the ball better in the second half. And Derek made some nice adjustments, and real proud of Derek and the hard work that he does. And certainly to come on the road and get a big conference win to start the season is huge for momentum speak and heading into the break.
And I talked to Derek about this before the game. It's kind of a strange game because you have this game and then you have about 3 weeks of not having a conference game. So it's so important because otherwise if you have a loss, it's going to be rattling around in your brain for almost a month.
Yeah, you can't get that bad taste out of your mouth. And on the men's side, obviously a great start to the game, and we came out on fire and really a lot of energy. I'm sure Todd, Coach Franklin had some words about the way we finished the half a little bit, just got a little sloppy towards the end, but certainly if we play with that kind of energy, I just love, you can live with some of the mistakes a little bit because the guys are playing so hard, and it's just kind of a total team effort, and a total team effort on the women's side too. So
it just seems like, especially on the men's side, we talked about how good the women's side was, or the women's game was earlier, but it just seems like the athleticism and the speed of the game on the men's side in the last 2 to 3 years has just grown immensely.
Yeah, that first half didn't look like your prototype Cal Maritime Simpson.
No, it did not.
Slugfest.
No,
a little
it did
bit.
Not.
So yeah, both teams are getting up and down. You know, and Coach Rooney does such a good job too. And I just have a ton of respect for him and the program that they've built here. And you look at all the banners that are hanging on the wall, and you know they're kind of the bell cow in the Cal Pack, and historically anyway. And that's what we want to become. So in order to get there, you gotta win games like this and start competing against programs like this. And Todd's done a great job, but this is a good barometer point for us.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the start of the second half. Thanks for coming on, Tom. 13-point game.
Thank you.
You're on KCNR 1460.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
And we're back here with the start of the second half. Simpson moving to our left here for the final 20 minutes of play. 13-point game. Teyon Martin enters to Aaron Berry here to start play. Berry attacks baseline. Now crossing over twice. Keeping it alive. Back up top to Teyon Martin. Martin. Out to Blake Trent. Guarded closely. They know he can shoot the rock. Looking down the paint to John Manjohn. Back to the basket. 9 on the clock. Manjohn goes up. Thumps it back out to Martin. Pass fake. Martin loses the handle on it. Down at 5 seconds. Martin crossing over, stepping back again. Here's a tough three on the way. Air ball and a shot clock violation.
Not a great first possession. Like I mentioned with the intensity at halftime, you want to keep it up. So they got to get a big stop here, come down, and get a bucket to settle in.
Here is Justin Eisen now straight away to Harris, who did not start the game, but now is in to start the second half. Back to the basket, now to Lucero. Here comes the soft double team out to Josh Hauser. Acceleration of the free throw line. Gets in. Here's an open three from Eisen. Short. Branch. A foul. And it's going to be on Teyon Martin, I believe.
Teyon had position, but
it's one of those new box out fouls, I think.
Yeah. Lucero, I mean, he's big and he can jump. So you got to push the guy way out in order to get that ball.
Hauser dumps it in now to Lucero with a fresh shot clock. Harris, dribble drive, steps out. Lucero's going to try for three. No, John Manjohn with his eighth rebound. Outlets to Blake Trent. Trent crossing over the middle of the floor. Now to Teyon Martin, who will set up the offense. Blake Trent pulls up, 14-footer. Got it. We've yet to see Trent get it going, shooting the basketball. He just hasn't had an opportunity to. That time he knocks down the jumper.
Yeah, I think that's just his maybe first or second field goal attempt. But he only needs a tiny bit of room to get a shot off, and he makes the defense pay there.
Borja knocks down the jumper on the baseline, 47-34. They kind of left him open there. Maybe the scouting report said to do so. However, he knocks that one down, 47-34.
Yeah, so if he can shoot, you got to make an adjustment, extend out on him a little bit.
Martin dumps back out to Aaron Berry. They're trying to get Simpson open, but a whistle and a travel violation. .47-34, 2 minutes gone by, first half. Here's Hauser with it. Hauser crossing over with Martin on him. Double crossover, picked out by Teyon Martin. Up the floor, John Manjohn trying to chase it down, he can't. Stepped out of bounds.
It was a good idea. It was a good idea from the past, but Manjohn isn't as quick as JT Branch or Ken Modica. You give it a little more air, he gets it 2 steps from inside the three-point line, and he puts it in the hole.
Josh Hauser, the 5'10 junior, probably a lock to be one of these players on the all-conference team for Maritime. As he will direct traffic after the play getting reset. He's picked up by Manjohn. He's going to go right at him. Crosses over. Dumps out to the corner. Lucero, they're going to try and switch back. Maybe not. They double him down low. Borja, little up fake. Missed it. Out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. That's a great job by Berry coming over. It made Borja change his shot, which made him miss the attempt.
Yeah. Forced him to go up another under rather than straight up on the rebound. Goes off his knee and out of bounds.
Tyshawn Rogers into the game for Simpson, who had 5 quick points in that first half on 2 of 2, one of them from beyond the arc. Rogers, the lefty, off a pick to his right. Hesitation dribble, pulls up. He was hit on the elbow, and he'll get to the free throw line.
I don't think the defender expected the left-handed shot there. Came across like he was going to block a right-handed shot, just made contact with the elbow.
So Rogers will head to the free throw line. Simpson in that first half was 3 of 7 from the stripe, as we see if they can continue to improve on their free throw shooting. As the first one rattles around and drops.
That's a good sign.
Simpson on the year at 65%.
I'm Manjon taking the second most, though, only shooting 48%. So that affects your your team total.
Rogers knocks down both, 49-34. Here is Lucero now straight away to Borja. Borja bangs in down low, pass to the baseline. Eisen for three is good.
Be somebody you got to stick with.
49-37. Yep. Assistant coach Mike Hayward said you can't leave that guy, and he's exactly right. Eisen.
You got to stay with him. There's now, no sagging off him.
Yep, he leads the Keelers in scoring with 11. Three triples knocked out. Manjon. Double. Back out to Tion Martin. Martin right back to Manjon. Back to the basket. Spins. Dumps to the corner. Branch catches. Now slows it down. Gets to the middle of the floor. Tries to up fake. Swings back out. Tion Martin. Shot clock's at six and a travel.
Not a great offensive possession. They just never got settled. They weren't balanced on the floor. Manjon was setting up way too high to get that ball on the block. If he gets it lower, he's able to collapse the defense and then kick out. When you're midway up through the key, you're not going to be able to do anything.
49-37. Martin's struggling a little bit tonight. The freshman in his first CalPAC game. Eisen again for three. Got it. Justin Eisen has 14 points. He's knocked down four triples in this game. 49-40. Here's Rogers.
The Redhawks are going to need to find a defensive solution for him. Somebody who can stick with him. I prefer someone like Tion Martin. A little bit quicker, able to get around those screens because they are setting quite a few for him.
Barry to Manjon. He is fouled on the crossover. Foul is going to be on Ben Borja.
His first. I believe.
So Martin comes out, Rogers in, Rogers out, and Branch is out.
Blake Trent also coming back in.
Trying to find some Blake Trent, the inbound to Brandon Moss, but it's taken away. Bad pass from Cooper. Really nowhere to give the ball to. Hauser. Maritime now down by nine. Crossing over. Nice move getting to the paint. It is kicked by Manjon.
Good job stealing off the baseline there, not allowing that inside pass there by Manjon.
Maritime hanging around, fighting back into this game. They do not go down easy. Hauser swings out to Lucero. Simpson led by 19 in this game. Hauser out to Eisen, an illegal screen. Good job by Blake Trent to fight through. That was the cause of the illegal screen.
And that's something I really like about his game. He never quits. Even if he's having an off shooting night or, you know, making a few mental errors, he's just going to keep pushing through. And that is really what got that foul going there.
Second foul on Ben Borja. Cooper swings out to Brandon Moss. Now hands to Blake Trent. Trent loses the handle on it, gets it back. Swings out to Brandon Moss. Moss up top to Jalen Cooper. Shot clock is at 13 to Aaron Berry. Berry trying to get Manjon on the basketball. 8 seconds. 8 seconds. Now to Brandon Moss. Moss cross court to Cooper. Jabs right. Goes left. Spinning's going to have to fire. 2 seconds. Pulls up. Hits it. Jalen Cooper with a tough bucket. He's got five. 51-40.
Smart play there by Cooper. Can elevate over the defender. He's taller, has longer arms. Good shot.
Hauser, right side of the floor, shot clock at 20. Now he's out in Eisen's face in deep three-point range. Harris. Blake Trent doing a great job not allowing Eisen to get open looks. Hauser off a pick for three. Got it. Josh Hauser from beyond the arc. 51-43.
And you got to see that from everybody, though. Got to see that same kind of hustle.
Berry down low to Manjon on a foul. That's going to be the third on Ben Borja, who at the half did not have any.
Yeah, Manjon's doing a good job, you know, playing physical. Borja reached in, drew the contact.
As quickly as I say that, Kyle Osterstock's going to come into the game for Borja, who picked up his third. He has all three of the team fouls, check that, three of the four team fouls in this second half. Inbound to John Manjon. Manjon goes up with the right hand, draws the contact. No, Aaron Berry was there for the tip, can't get it. In the other direction. Here comes Harris. Harris stops, finds Lucero to the rack, lays it in, and a foul.
Bad transition defense. Didn't expect the ball not to go in. They still have to get back every time.
Brandon Moss, one shot foul.
51-45.
And as the game gets closer, you start to feel the crowd get a little more into it. And like we mentioned earlier, that's a huge part of this game.
51-46. 5-point game. Maritime has battled their way back into this one. Cooper, far side of the floor, looking for Brandon Moss. Moss wanted it, now to Blake Trent. Trent looking to create. Trent spinning. Tough turnaround. Almost got it. Rebound to Hauser. Not a good look there. Hauser, baseline. Harris stops. Back to Hauser. Three on the way. Yes! Josh Hauser from beyond the arc. Timeout Maritime. We'll take... They're going to take a... It's going to take a full timeout. That's what I thought. We will take a break. It is all of a sudden. It's a two-point game here on KCNR 1460.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Well, Bryce, we mentioned it. Cal Maritime can get hot from three quickly, and they have done so in this second half. They've cut the lead to 2-51-49. They've also hit 5 3-pointers in 7 minutes. And that'll help you get back into a game.
It will, and that's what we were talking about, the correction the Redhawks need to make. They needed to get out on shooters early.
Aaron Berry to the rack, lays it in. Berry, his first bucket in the second half, has 16.
Redhawks got to do that every possession. Coach is saying it right now. They can get inside whenever they want. Mandron's got a huge mismatch right now. They could go to him every time if they wanted to.
Lucero hands to Eisen, stutter step, open from 16. No, rebound tip. JT Branch brings it down. Up to Aaron Berry. Berry to Blake Trent on the corner. He'll try for three. Yes!
Shooter's roll. That's a shooter's roll.
It bounced off the front of the rim and then high off the glass and went down. That was a much-needed three ball there. 56-49. Trent with his first triple of the night. He's got 9. Back to the basket now on the right side to Harris. Out to Eisen for 3. Short. Rebound comes back to Eisen. Second chance.
Good help there by Cooper coming around on the shooter, getting a hand in his face.
Hauser's got a mismatch on Trent. Now gives up now to Harris. Clock winding down. Harris falling away. No good. JT Branch with the board. Cooper stops, crosses over, gets to the rack, draws contact. No. Manjon tries to keep it alive, but it comes to Maritime. Cooper was looking for a foul, I believe. Hauser now gets to the middle of the floor, stepping back in three-point range, and now we'll set up the offense.
That's a good job there by the Red Hawks to get back, get settled into the defense, and make sure they don't leave any of the shooters open in transition.
56-49. Harris looking to pass. Swings out. Osterstock for 3. Yes.
And the big man can shoot. That's one thing he has that Bora doesn't. He can shoot from the outside, so Manchon's got to step out on him and get a hand in the face.
His second triple of the night, 56-52. Berry off a pick to his right. Gets to the middle of the floor. He's fouled from behind. It's a good call there.
Yeah, fouled early. There was a lot of collision after the whistle, but there was a lot of contact on the floor.
56-52.
And this is huge for the Redhawks right here. Both Eisen and Hauser coming off the floor. Two leading scorers, both with 14 apiece for the Keel Haulers.
Under 12 minutes to go here in the second half. Inbound to JT Branch. Quick catch and fire from 17. Got it.
Good hit by
Branch. JT Branch's shooting percentage from the perimeter has drastically increased throughout this season. He's got 5 points.
I think it's all been a matter of confidence for him. Once he gets in a rhythm, he's been able to shoot a lot better.
Wow, that should have been a travel. Here's Holtz. Now swings out Osterstock to the right angle. Now nice pass into the paint. It's blocked by Manjon. It comes back. Manjon comes away with it. What a big block by the Bill guy. Here comes Tion Martin now across the timeline. They'll set up the offense. Man, that was a nice play. Martin off a pick. Looking. Trying to fake to Blake Trent. They're using Trent as a decoy out to Aaron Berry. Clock's at 14. Trent just looking to get open somewhere. Berry, good crossover, step back, jumper, got it. My goodness, Aaron Berry in isolation tonight. He's got 18 on 8 of 10 from the floor. The
thing about Berry is he will psych himself up, and anything on the offensive end immediately turns into defense as well.
Pass is knocked away as steal. Simpson's got numbers. JT Branch, 3-on-1. Alley-oop to Branch. Throws it down. Oh, what a play. Timeout, Brendan Rooney. It's back to a 10-point game. What a setup from Martin to Branch. And the freshman point guard putting it on a platter for the easy throwdown. We will take a timeout, 10-point game here on KCNR 1460.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
62-52 here with 11 minutes to go in the second half as the Red Hawks doing a much better job here in the last couple of minutes. Aaron Berry has 18 points, and he has looked very, very good offensively here for Simpson, especially in isolation. The defense starting to lock down. They can get more defensive rebounds. They'll be in really good shape and continue to box out and not allow Maritime to get open looks from three. That's the main key here in the last 10 minutes.
That's really going to be where Maritime's offense comes from and where the momentum comes from. They have to stop the outside attempts. And with both Eisen and Hauser off the floor, the Red Hawks have a much better chance of doing that.
Borja back to the basket. He's double. Back out to Lucera. Stutter step. Gets inside. Nice little up fake. Up and under. Missed it. Tip is no good. Man, John trying to come alive. It comes to Tion Martin. Martin's going to put on the stop sign as he will bring it across midcourt. Martin. Now to Aaron Berry, far side. Berry goes to the baseline, swings back out to Manjohn. Manjohn gets out to Martin. Martin, pump fake, steps into the 15-footer, got it.
That's Tion's game right there. A one dribble pull up, and he is smooth.
He's got 4 points on 2 of 7 shooting. 64-52. Borja, back to the basket. Doubled, nowhere to go. Swings back out. He finds Townsend. Shot clock at 10. Now back to Borja. Stepping back in three-point range. Attacks with the left hand. Gets to the paint. Hit strip for the foul. And it's going to be two shots. I'm kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, reach in did not help. That was going to be an absolutely super hard shot for Borja to make. And great defense. Tion trying to just do a little bit too much there. Got called for the reach in. And even if he did just get ball, he's probably going to get called for that every time.
Yeah.
Just because of the angle that it's at. Yeah.
Yep. Second one from Borja is good. Knocks it down. 64-53. Branch. To Aaron Berry, far side, right near us, down to John Manjohn. Manjohn quickly back to Berry, looking to come off a screen. He does cross over. Berry, double. He'll step back, 16-footer. God, he can't miss tonight. He knocks down another one. He's got 20 points here in the conference opener.
9 of 11.
He can't miss. 66-53. Whistle and a foul.
And that's just, I think JT Branch got caught on a screen. Blake Trent's feet slipped on the floor, just a little bit of incidental contact, but a good call on the foul.
So the foul is on Blake Trent, I believe. Away from the ball. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Bora, two dribbles, gets inside. Great defense by John. Oh, my goodness.
He hit the ball first, but the hand continued through and hit the wrist.
And I thought Man John had a block, and that one looked like a very good defensive play. So Man John picks up the personal.
Second.
Just his second. Borja's first free throw, no good. Aaron Berry, who just came out, is going to come right back in for Blake Trent. It looks like Simpson's going to shorten their bench dramatically in this second half. Knocks down the second. Borja's got eight. He's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line. It's Cooper, Branch, Berry, Manjon, and Tion Martin. Here's a zone for Maritime, a 2-3, and Berry just lost it off his leg out of bounds.
A little bit of a foul there, a lot of contact, but Barry's got to be smarter with the ball.
Twelve-point game, 66-54, under 9 minutes to go in the second half.
Yeah, they got to keep the intensity up. As we saw earlier, 12-point lead can disappear in a heartbeat against this Maritime team.
Medill, in now to Bora, spins to the rack, blocked by Branch, out of bounds. Wow, he was right there to meet him after the spin move.
Great weak side help there by JT Branch.
12-point game, shot clock at 16. It's going to be out on the side.
Now, coming back in off this inbound, 15, Medill's the one you want to stay with off the pass. Make sure he doesn't get loose because he can shoot from outside as well.
Medill, and an offensive foul. Darnell Harris just ran over Tion Martin.
Tion Martin helped himself out a little bit on that one. Make sure he got the...
A little bit.
Yep.
Here's
go ahead.
Tion Martin now will bring it up against the 2-3 zone. And quickly, as they see that, Blake Trent is going to come back into the game. Down low, bad pass, turnover. Trying to force it a little bit too much. Hauser down low. Lucero turns. He's fouled and it counts. Wow.
Fantastic finish.
It's on Aaron Berry. That's just his second. 16th foul. So both teams, Bryce, are going to be shooting the, are going to be at the line on every foul the rest of this game. And that could.
That's not in the Redhawks' favor.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Opinion, unless you're getting to the hole a whole lot more and you're getting more points from it, the stoppage of the clock is what's going to hurt the Redhawks here down the stretch.
Lucero knocks it down. It's back to single digits in a 9-point game, 66-57. They're back to man. So Trent comes back in. It's a little chess game going on. Trent's back in. They're right back into a man-to-man. Martin. Martin waiting to come off the pick. Looks down low. Finds Manjon. Now spins. Dumps out the Branch. 16-footer. This is a little strong. Rebound tipped. It's loose. Hauser comes away with it. Hauser up the floor. Hauser accelerates. Hauser to the middle, right to the rack. Lays it up. Easy finish. Yes, for Elijah Holtz. 66-59. Man, is Josh Hauser good or what? He's got 14 points to go along with 5 assists. Timeout's going to be called by Simpson. I wasn't sure what the whistle was. It will be, let's see here. Is it going to be a full timeout? It is going to be a full time, and we'll take a breather. 7-point game, 66-59, under 8 to play on KCNR 1460.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up the 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
I'm here with Dr. Premalik Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
66-59 here out of the timeout. Shasta Orthopedics is proud to be the official team docs of the Simpson Red Hawks. Shasta Orthopedics is committed to helping you live a higher quality of life by caring for your problems with joints, bones, tendons, and muscles. If you suffer from any of these issues or experience pain or limited mobility, visit Shasta Orthopedics at 1255 Liberty Street or call 530-246-2467. Blake Trent, a step back three, short. Rebound is controlled.
Ton of contact there by Hauser, right in front of the referee. I don't know how we got away without getting
Ben Boro back to the basket. Tries the spin, half hook, extending that left hand is good. 66-61. 7 minutes to go. Here's Martin across the timeline for Simpson. To Aaron Berry, who's been quiet the last couple of minutes. Comes off a pick with the left hand, now drives baseline. Goes up, draws the contact, tries to dump it out the branch. It's going to be out of bounds and a turnover. Or it's going to be a... And we already took the media. Yep, that's right. Thought we were going to have another timeout. 66-61. John Manjohn will come out. Brandon Moss back in. As Maritime has an opportunity to cut it to a one-possession game. Kaishan Rogers in for Barry.
Both could use a rest here. They need to, I think, keep the ball up high on offense a little bit longer. They can't get the ball to Blake Trent once they swung it over to the far side wing. There's too many defenders in the way.
They're not allowing Trent to get open at all out on the perimeter. Borja. He wants to go left. He does go left. Lays it up and in. Brandon Moss is guarding him, and if anybody would know what it's like to go left, it would be Brandon Moss, 66-63.
Very true. He's got to do a better job keeping him on the perimeter, though.
Three-point game. Martin, hesitation, gets to the rack, lays it up. This is a wild shot. No rebound and a foul. It'll be on Brandon Moss. We're going to head to the other end to shoot free throws.
Good hustle. It's something Brandon Moss is known for, coming in afterwards looking for putback dunks. Ball wasn't high enough off the rim, but already dropped low. Just collided with a defender.
Holtz will shoot the 1-1. The 6'3 junior out of Simi Valley.
Pretty good free throw shooter, up around 80% on the season.
First free throw pops out. Branch comes with a rebound, but a loose ball foul. And I believe that means JT Branch is going to go to the other end to shoot free throws.
It is. I think originally people thought it was going to be trouble. I don't know if he had possession before he landed on his butt. So I wouldn't have thought it could have been a travel. I didn't really see the contact on the foul either, though.
Yeah, I didn't either. There's a lot of Pacific Union players and coaches in the stands tonight scouting this game on an off day. Branch, first free throw is good. That's a big first free throw. Back to a two-possession game, 67-63. Branch a point away from being in double figures. And we have a lane violation on Brandon Moss. So the basket won't count.
Missed anyway.
Well, 67-63. Eisen back to the basket. Here comes Bora. You know he wants to go left. He does go left again. Dumps off Lucero. Blocked by Branch. Branch comes away with it. Great help side defense by Simpson. Branch with another monster swat right there.
He was a mile and a half up in the air. Able to get a clean hand on the ball.
Kaishan Rogers. Rogers waits. He'll try for three. No. Martin corrals the rebound. No look. JT Branch dunks it home.
Great job there by Branch, seeing the defense collapse.
11 points for JT Branch, who's now in double figures. 69-63. Under 6 minutes to play. Hauser enters now to Lucero, who faces up. Goes right to the rack. He's almost tripped. It's blocked again by Branch. Borja comes back up with it. Left hand hook is good. We know he's going left. You know he's going left, and he does it again. But a great block again from JT Branch. 69-65.
Yeah, Branch doing it on both ends right now. You hate to see him come out of the game, but I think that's who Manjohn's set to come in for here in a minute.
Martin tries to set up Blake Tran, a blocking foul.
That's a good call. Hauser wasn't set and tried to come around the corner on the switch. And the best free throw shooter on the Redhawks headed to the line.
John Manjohn back in for B. Moss.
Which is good. Borgia's been going to work down on the block without Manjohn in
just
to gotta know, put a body on
just
him.
Just got
to
know that he's going to go left pretty much every single time.
Yep. It's where he's most comfortable. You got to force him right and make him work a little harder.
Five-point game. Blake Trent now is in double figures with 10. So Simpson with four players with 10 points or more. He knocks down both, 71-65. Blake Trent gets rewarded by getting a breather. And I think Simpson's going to do a little offense-defense switch here.
He's been doing a great job on the defensive end. Completely slowed down Eisen, who came out absolutely gunning in the second half.
I think Simpson just wants more bodies to be able to rebound is what it looks like.
And we'll see how Kaishan does guarding the shooter.
Hauser swings out the left side of the floor. It's Elijah Holtz. Deep three-point range. They hedge it well. Holtz now swings to the corner. Lucero, 15 on the clock, dumps out up top. Hauser stutter step, gets to the rack, dumps out. Nice feed to Holtz. Holtz goes up, blocked. It's loosed, and Martin has it. Martin up the floor, nowhere to go. Spins, almost lost it. Ken Monica comes away with it, and we have a foul on Maritime, and that's going to get Ken Monica Jr. to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1.
I just don't know what happened there. I didn't see a foul at all. It was not a great play there by Tion. Got rid of the ball a little too early on a half spin behind the back pass. Monica came away with it, but I didn't see any kind of a foul there.
Neither did I. And I don't even know what the motion on the hands was either.
Straight up and down.
I guess.
He was standing there straight up and down. That's not allowed.
Monica, first free throw is good.
Way to knock it.
That's a big first free throw on the 1-1.
And Monica just 5 for 12 from the free throw line before that.
Just 1-2, 72-65, 7-point game.
But a free possession game now, so that is a huge free throw.
We're going to go down to the wire, I have a feeling. Right side, Ben Borja. Borja swings out. Here's Eisen for three. Short. Monica Jr. with the rebound to Tion Martin.
I love how aggressive Monica's being on the glass. He was way out on the perimeter, guarding his man. Came all the way in and grabbed that on the far side of the
Barry. Back to Monica. Monica right to the rack. Hangs in the air. He's blocked. Gets it back. Tips it out to Aaron Barry. Skip pass. Tion Martin. Martin for three. No. Manjohn keeps it alive. Second chance for Simpson. Martin's going to run some clock for the Redhawks. John Manjohn now has 11 points, 9 rebounds, a rebound shy of a double-double. Near side, JT Branch up top to Monica, back into the 2-3 zone. Martin. Martin, baseline drive, now stops, looking for somewhere to go. Back up top, AB. Shot clock's now at 12. Branch. Branch turns, 15-footer, short. Manjohn tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay Simpson ball.
Good hustle there by Manjohn, going 2-on-1 with both Borgia and Lucero down there, able to get the ball to stay with the Redhawks.
So Trent back in for Monica. These two are going to switch into the heavy possession on offense defense. 3:40 to go, still a 72-65 game.
And a full shot clock for the Redhawks.
Inbound to Manjohn, single coverage. He wants to go to work. He will. Dumps back out to Martin again for three. Banks it home. Martin thought he was fouled on the three. That's a big shot. 75-65. Dumps out Lucero. Stutter step. Walks in the paint. Double team. Trying to find out. Now he does to Borja. Borja pump fakes. You know he wants to go left. Now he's cut off. And now he'll dump out top to Hauser.
Great defense there from Manjohn coming out on the shooter but staying low so he couldn't drive by him.
Hauser step back. Martin nearly has a steal. Lucero to the ground. A timeout call by Maritime. Great defense by Tion Martin. 10-point game, a 30-second timeout. We will stay here with 3 minutes remaining. The Red Lion Hotel Redding is conveniently located in the center of the best that California has to offer. From picturesque views of the Sundial Bridge at night to trout fishing on the Sacramento River, the Red Lion Hotel is a premium destination among Redding hotels, offering limitless opportunities for intriguing adventures, including outdoor adventures, dining, and nightlife. For more information, visit redlion.com/Redding. More than a typical pizza parlor, treat yourself traditional pizza or gourmet style at Good Things Pizza and Things in Palisadro. Good Times Pizza and Things, aim for the best customer experience on every order. Visit Good Times at 22049 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro at 530-547-4555.
And Good Times is one of your favorite spots.
I do love me some Good Times. Eisen's the trigger man as he puts it in play to Darnell Harris. Harris now swings out that of Heiser on the dribble handoff. Hauser, tough three on the way. No rebound. And it should be a shot clock violation. It is.
Yeah, even though the ball went out of bounds, someone was able to regain possession, went off Modica and out of bounds. The ball never hit the shot clock. Or never hit the rim, rather.
Yes, and what that does is allows Blake Trent to come back into the game on the offensive side, which makes the Keel Haulers have to man up instead of go to the 2-3 zone.
And which was really hurting the Redhawks for several possessions is how the Keel Haulers were able to come back into this game.
However, it's a little tough to run a 2-3 when you're down 10 with just 3 minutes remaining. 75-65. Again, they're back in the man. Aaron Berry, who's got 20, he leads Simpson in scoring. Martin on the left side. Waits to come off the screen now, crosses over, gets to the middle of the floor, and swings out to Manjohn to Berry. Shot clock's at 12. Manjohn back to the basket, goes to work, dumps out Branch, straight away three on the way. No! Just off to the left side of the rim. Eisen with the rebound. JT Branch has a steal, but he stepped out of bounds.
Great hustle there, though, by the big man after missing a shot. Keeps his head up, hustles down the floor, gets a steal.
God, you got to love the play of JT Branch tonight. He has been all over the place, 11 points. He's also got numerous deflections, number of steals. He's been there on the help side to get blocks. Him and Manjohn have been just a force to be reckoned with down in the paint.
Yeah, he's kind of got a Draymond Green stat line right now, you know?
Yeah, they're going to say that the shot clock shouldn't have been reset. Oh, they're going to say he had possession.
But he came down out of bounds.
And I agree.
He was out of bounds. That's why they have the ball.
Yeah, I think the Simpson coaching staff has an argument there.
Yeah, the argument of the ref is they came down. He had 1 foot down with possession or with the ball.
Here's Teon Martin after the missed shot. Simpson has it, 75-65.
And they said he had possession with 1 foot down and then stepped out with his second foot.
And we will take another break. 10-point game, 2:16 to go on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holidays sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
75-65 here in the second half. 2:15 to go. Red Hawks looking to hang on for their first win in conference play after this is the Calpac opener, trying to improve to 1-0. Teon Martin directly in front of us will put it in play with 2:16 remaining. In the contest, inbound to Blake Trent, back to Martin. Simpson's going to run a little bit of clock here.
Why you give it up? Get the ball.
Berry, hands down to back to Martin. 10 on the clock. Martin inside. Martin tries to step back, looks, finds Branch. Branch, little four-footer. Ooh, I thought he was fouled. No good. Shots deflected. It's going to go to Hauser on the baseline. Man, that should have been a foul. Hauser in the other direction.
No three.
Hauser.
No three.
Hesitation dribble, looks down in the paint. He finds Borja, spins to his right hand, dumps out to out of bounds. They forced Borja to go right that time, where it is not his dominant hand, and he threw it away.
Great job there by Manjohn, forcing him towards the baseline, which is essentially another defender. And he threw it away.
Inbound now to Aaron Berry. All he's got to do is get it across midcourt, and Simpson has now they're going to foul here.
Hey, give it to the ref.
Martin will shoot the 1-1. First shot is good for Teon Martin.
So they'll get Monica back in the game for this defensive possession, bringing Blake Trent back out. Still doing the switch, even though
76-65, 140 to go. Second half. Lucero spinning, 14-footer is good. And a quick timeout called by Brendan Rooney. It will be a full timeout. 9-point game, 126 to go. We will take another break. You listen to Central Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
76-67, 126 to go. It'll be Simpson ball on the baseline. We'll see here what the Red Hawks can do here. They just got to get it across midcourt and use some clock. We will see if they continue to foul here.
I think what the Red Hawks drew up here is an attempt to get Blake Trent the ball in the inbounds just in case they do want to foul on the inbounds.
And it looks like they will. Trent picks it up. He goes down to Martin. Martin, he'll push up the floor. And now it's going to be fouled. Now, why wouldn't Martin give that up to Trent right there? I don't know.
That's a great question.
Sure. But Martin will shoot a pair of free throws.
I mean, Martin's not a terrible free throw shooter. Sending him to the line is only a little bit worse than sending Blake Trent to the line.
Martin's first free throw is good. 3 of 10 from the floor. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line.
It's really hard to get open next time.
Second free throw, no good. Ken Monica Jr. with a rebound.
And a foul.
And he is fouled. Great hustle by Monica. Borja just picked up his fourth personal, and that really doesn't quite matter at this point. 77-67. First free throw, no good.
I mean, if they lose him in the last minute 15, though, or a minute, that does drastically change how you play this game coming down to it.
Yeah, but they're going to shoot mostly threes here. I would imagine.
Well, if that were the case, I would have thought they would have brought in Osterstock back in because he's a good three-point shooting big.
Monica misses both. Back to the basket. Here's Harris stepping back. Swings now. Here's Eisen for three. No. Long rebound. Martin comes away with it. And he is fouled as that would have been showtime in the other direction.
Monica had a one on none within 30 feet pass break.
Harris. 58 seconds remaining.
Now, the Redhawks have struggled from the charity stripe tonight, just 11 to 20 so far. Getting two more here would certainly help put the game away, as now we do see Osterstock's sub in for the Keel Haulers.
Yeah, now they're putting in their best three-point shooting lineup.
Yep.
Martin's first free throw is good. He now is in double figures with 10.
And a slow game for him, but he put in some very valuable minutes coming down the stretch, did a good job controlling the pace of the game.
Misses the second. Hauser, Lucero to the rack, throws it down. Inbound to Martin. Martin is fouled quickly, and he will shoot a pair again. He's been one of two on his last three trips. 3 of 6 on the game.
And if you're Teon Martin, if you're only going to make one or two, I think you definitely want to make the second one. That way you can
get back on defense.
Get back on defense, yep. Get settled.
First one is good.
He's got that down. He's got that down.
He's made the first one all four times now.
Yeah.
Martin knocks down the second. He is now has 12 points. 11-point game. Simpson is going to take a timeout, a full timeout. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
80-69. Here comes Hauser up the floor for Maritime. He's going to try to get a good look from three. Surprised he's not taking it himself. He'll go right to the rack and lay it up and in. 80-71. 42 seconds. Inbound to Aaron Berry. Berry is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Hey, Tia, better job playing B. That's too easy.
Barry tonight, if you count all of his attempts, field goals and free throws, is 10 for 13.
Number 10, Barry, on
the line. 9 for 11 from the field, 1 for 2 so far from the line.
Barry, first free throw is good.
2 for 3. Just a heck of a game for Aaron Berry.
Aaron Berry has been very, very big, and he's come up with big shots where the offense was a little bit stagnant, and they weren't seeming able to get anything to go as he knocks down both. He was the guy that came up with the big bucket. That's what he's supposed to do as a senior. 82-71, Hauser, 4-3. No, rebound tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Maritime ball. 2.2 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock here.
You hold the ball.
Seven-point game. Osterstock out. Eisen blocked by Cooper. Manjohn with it. He is fouled, and oh, wow, that would have been JT Branch by himself for a dunk.
Great defense there by Cooper. Cooper's been getting out on Eisen quite a bit tonight, just with those incredibly long limbs, barely missing Eisen's shot. Finally gets one to go and in a huge spot. Here late in the game with 26.6 on the clock.
Monica's first free throw, no good. It wasn't very close.
feel like he's got a mental block going on, like Charles Barkley swinging a golf club.
Markel Fultz, the free throw line.
There you go. Markel Fultz shooting a basketball at all. There it is.
Oh, looks a lot better. Hauser. Hauser up the floor. He'll stop. He'll fire. There's a three. No. Cooper with a rebound. He's fouled. Oh, nope. Maybe not. Martin's going to spin up the floor, and he will get fouled.
Number 15 of the field.
That should just about do it. 11-point game. 15 seconds left. Martin going to the line?
I would think so.
I would hope so. That would be a drastic turn of events if it wasn't it. So the Redhawks get a sweep in Vallejo.
Big road sweep.
For the first time in...
A long time.
A long time.
I'd have to look. It'll be in the article.
Is that your way of plugging the article right there?
Yep.
Hey, go read my article?
Yep.
Okay.
Martin, second one, no. Rebound. Check that's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Simpson ball. Nice job. 82-71. As now Simpson just got to put it in play. I don't think they're going to foul here.
I think Coach Rooney was just saying don't foul anymore.
So the Redhawks will improve to 1-0 in conference play with a big win on their road against Cal Maritime, one of the toughest places to win on the road, and they do it with a 12-point victory.
Yeah, but despite having a huge run in the first half, Maritime still made it one heck of a game. Great team they have here, a lot of firepower. I'm excited to see these two teams match up later in the season as well.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. We'll be joined in just a moment by head coach Todd Franklin to talk a little about this one on Simpson Sports Network here on KCNR 1460.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out from Brian what happens when the Democrat supermajority starts to lean on us up in the North State. Also, Shasta College with the latest on their athletic program. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here post-game. I'm now joined by head coach Todd Franklin. And, Coach, this is a very important win for you guys. Congratulations. Because of the fact that you kind of have a big break in the conference schedule until the next game.
Absolutely. You know, we really needed this one because we want to have a good Christmas. And it's hard. All coaches know, if any coaches are listening, how hard it is to enjoy stuff if you drop one early. And then you're always fighting uphill. So this is nice. It gives us, you know, I know it just sounds like a one-game cushion, but it's more than that because of the time element.
Talk to me a little about that first half. You guys came out firing, 9-0 run to start the game. A timeout had to be called by Brendan Rooney and Maritime. And then – stretch lead up to 21. It seemed like you guys were just clicking in that first half.
Yeah, when things are going well and we have to play with our high energy, and that's what every coach wants their team to play, even when they're not doing well. But, you know, that's fun to watch these kids feed off. We're young, and, you know, we're going to grow through these games. These are growing games, and we went through a little growing pains there at the end. But some leadership showed up, and we ended up winning that.
Speaking of leadership, Aaron Berry tonight in his second year playing for you, it seemed like whenever you guys needed a big bucket when Maritime was cutting into the game, he was the guy to do it.
It is. And, you know, when he goes to his left, he's really, really tough. And we're trying to get him to remember that sometimes. I think he missed two shots tonight, both of them. He's, you know, doing the spin stuff, which he gets away with sometimes. But tonight, we just need him to be solid, and he was really, really good.
And talk to me a little bit about John Manjon and really the defensive play down low. JT Branch and Manjon down low. Monica played really well. Brandon Moss. It seemed like your front court was so important for you guys when guys went into the paint that you had shot blockers there to at least not only block the shots, but at least contest the shots.
It is. You know, we got on pretty good at halftime because we knew it was going to come down to rebounding game, and we gave up way too many second chance points. I think they had 11 of their 20 some in the first half were second chance points. And so those guys really locked it in. JT, his second half, that's about as good as defense I've seen him play. You know, when he moves and blocks shots and gets energized, he's really good.
Jalen Cooper didn't really pad the stat sheet a whole lot tonight, but he was important for you guys coming off the bench for Teon Martin. It seems like you have so many different players you can play in different spots, and it makes it easy but also hard for you as a coach because you have so many different guys that can play in different spots.
It is. You know, and Cooper's come in and done a great job as a point guard. And, you know, we're living with Teon. Teon's a freshman, and there's a reason why a lot of people redshirt him, but he's so good that we had to play him right away, and we're living with stuff. Now, he did limit his turnovers tonight, but he's growing all the time. He is going to be so fun to watch as this season progresses.
And just, you know, obviously you got a couple big games here down the stretch, but how good does this one feel on the road? This is a very tough place to play historically for Simpson. I know it's a whole new program of things, but how good does this one feel?
Well, it's good because it's our first one, you know, of the year, and the venue doesn't matter to us. You know, we've really kind of played with that chip on our shoulder that, you know, people take Simpson lightly. I mean, we're going up on Monday and playing at a place that the last time we played them, the guy wore slippers. Okay, and if you're wearing slippers in a college basketball game, you have zero respect for your opponent. So these are moments that we're trying to teach these kids that, you know, these are step-up moments. And so we can't wait to get on the road and get up at Oregon on Monday.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Starting 1-0 in conference. Very exciting, and enjoy the road trip home. It's going to be a fun
you.
One.
No, this is a great time. Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of this game and the final thoughts here on KCNR 1460. Thank you, sir.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25 with River Club card. Children, $10, and children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie, on what it was a very fun albeit long night, but a fun one nonetheless. The women's pull off a great comeback victory. The men led from the opening tip and never gave up the lead, but played very, very well throughout the contest and have shown how that the ceiling is very, very high for this team.
Yeah, I think they did what they set out to do here tonight, which was to come out and make a statement. First game of conference on arguably the toughest floor to play on.
Yep.
In a gym where you haven't had a lot of success. After a successful but still disappointing season last season, I think they wanted to go a little bit further, as most teams do. But to come out and just get a commanding win like this, I think sent a message across the Cal Pack that they're a team not to be messed with.
A 12-point win on the road is something that is tough to do in conference play. I don't care what level you're at, and very important. And obviously for the women's side, a 16-point victory. The Redhawks played pretty well all around. Coach Franklin talked about in the post-game interview. He mentioned that, you know, they're going to live with Teon because he is the guy. He's going to be very, very good. Gets this one under his belt. He did finish in double figures, had 4 assists and 5 rebounds. I mean, he played pretty well all around. Just a couple of bad turnovers that could have hurt Simpson, but because of his play down the stretch and his ability to hit free throws, he's a guy that he's going to be around for a while and is going to be very, very good and is very, very good.
Yeah, 13-5-4 with a slow, if not absent, first half. It's that's like a one half of basketball stat for him. So you see him with a full game under his belt where he's moving from the get-go. You're looking at a double-double night, 20-10-8 or, you know, whatever it is. He is one of those guys where the ceiling is incredibly high. He has tremendous promise, especially for his age. I mean, just coming in as a freshman and leading the squad of guys to a win here in Vallejo was huge.
Well, I think that's about it. I mean, what a fun night this was. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, who stuck with us throughout this night, I thank you to him because he stuck with us, that's for sure. For my partner, Bryce Ritchie, this evening, I'm Connor Sutton Singh. So along, our final score for the men's side, 83-71, and the Redhawks pull off the sweep on the road in Vallejo, California. This has been Simpson Sports Network on KCNR 1460.
Create crimes. That is, he's given people an opportunity to lie. Now it's their fault if they lie. But these are all crimes that have occurred after he became special prosecutor. That wasn't his mandate. And the other crimes, most of the ones that he found before, are financial crimes like with Manafort, utterly unrelated to his mandate.
Well, that was Alan Dershowitz saying how upset he is, and he's a liberal attorney who did not vote for President Trump. But he says, listen, Robert Mueller has outstepped his purview, does not like what's going on right now. He has urged in previous interviews the president to come up with a counter-narrative because this one is going to be, it's going to skewer him because this guy's a prosecutor. He's not looking to put it on the other side, and he's not interested at all what Hillary Clinton did. Meanwhile, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, according to Michael Isikoff's story in Yahoo News today, says his prosecutors have told defense lawyers in recent weeks that they are, quote, tying up loose ends in their investigation, providing the clearest clues yet that the long-running probe into Russia's interference in 2016 may be coming to a climax, potentially in the next few weeks. And put into that there are memos out there that Paul Manafort and Cohen are slated for Friday, sentencing on Friday. Michael Flynn today, all three documents are expected to yield significant new details on what cooperation the three men have provided in the Russia investigation. So we're not going to be totally surprised by what Mueller has because we're seeing a lot of these indictments along the way. The president's gotten aggressive. He's tweeted out a lot of things. Michael tweeted this out yesterday. Michael Cohen asked the judge for no prison time. Quote, You mean he can do all these terrible, unrelated to Trump things, having to do with fraud, big loans, taxis, etc., and not serve a long prison term? He makes up stories and gets a great and already reduced deal for himself and get his wife and father-in-law, who has the money, off scot-free? He lied for the outcome and should, in my opinion, serve a full and complete sentence. He also went on here and said, I will never testify against Trump. He's quoting, of course,
Roger Stone. This statement was recently made by Roger Stone, essentially stating that he will not be forced by a rogue, out-of-control prosecutor to make up lies and stories about President Trump. Nice to know that some people still have guts. A lot of legal experts say the president shouldn't be doing that. I don't know. President's tweeting. I don't know where that goes in the legal scope of things. Here is Byron York, Cut 21.
You know, when we heard about Mueller talking to, to this whole Jerome Corsi stuff and Roger Stone stuff, and then in wrapping up Michael Cohen, you know, what's going on? Was he either opening up new inquiries in which we would have this investigation, you know, through 2020 or something, or was he really trying to tie things up in a bow and finish it up? So a lot of this, these complaints that we're hearing from the president and Giuliani about Mueller could be coming at a time when Mueller's actual winding down.
Interesting. And I'm really looking forward to Flynn, the statements about Flynn today, and then having to be able to having the opportunity to interview the general, because I have missed talking to him. I think he would have been a great national security advisor. I do think he was entrapped into this entire thing, and there's not a treasonous bone in his body. 1-866-408-7669. We come back, a special treat. Daniel Krauthammer on his dad and their book that they worked on together. It's called The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Love and Endeavors. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Take a pause.
A warning going out. Several horses in Texas reported to have contracted a deadly viral disease called equine infectious anemia, or EIA. There's no cure for it. AmericanVeterinarian.com says horses that get it often have to be euthanized. The virus transmitted by biting flies and contaminated medical instruments. Look out for symptoms like fever and fatigue. And in Kansas City, Sean Casey is suing to get his pet alligator back. The gator named Catfish seized by animal control because exotic pets are illegal in the city. One of Casey's attorneys is Tristan Woods.
He was passionate about this animal. He grew him up from, 12 inches to almost 7.5 feet now, 200 pounds.
The lawyer says Sean would treat Catfish to chicken nuggets.
He used to take Catfish through the McDonald's drive-thru by him, and everybody knew who he was. He'd sit right next to him. This is not the drive-thru.
For now, Catfish is at a sanctuary. Take a pause. Till NATO, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's my job to say what I think is true. It's my job to say what I think will work. It's my job to call a folly a folly. Whether it straightens them out, I don't know. I don't know whether it's going to have an effect on them, but there's no other way for an honest critic to be.
That is Charles Gradhammer. We gave in to Brett Baer and did a special on his book that came out, Things That Matter. That was a longtime bestseller. And then it came out on paperback and it was a bestseller again. And it was a bestseller for a year. And one thing I went up to Charles, I go, he came back to did Fox and Friends a couple of times. And it was hard getting him into studio, obviously, because he's in D.C. Why would you come into New York? And to get him up that early after he's already been out late or going to a Nationals game was tough. But when his book came out, he was available. And the thing is, he would comment on the news of the day, so it wasn't like we were talking about something eclectic. And I asked Charles, I go, Charles, what do you think about all the success? And he goes, I'm excited about it. He says, because for the first time since my injury, I can keep score. And with me now in studio, someone he probably said much more profound things to than that is Daniel Crowdhammer, his son. Daniel, great to meet you in person. I heard so much about you.
Yeah, same here, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on.
So tell me the point of it all. I read the first maybe 100 pages, and I skipped to the back because what makes it so easy, I could grab a story in 2 or 3 pages and move. Yeah. Grab a story because I just got it yesterday because you guys kept this under lock and key. How did this project come about? Now, your dad started it, right?
Yeah, my dad had been working on a follow-up to his last book, Things That Matter, another collection, essays, columns, speeches, and other writings. And he had been putting that together and wanting to release it around this time. Then, a little over a year ago now, his health crisis struck. He got cancer and he was hospitalized for almost a year. So that changed the trajectory of all this. But he was, a lot of that time, things were looking good. We saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and he was continued to work on the book. I kind of jerry-rigged stuff in our hospital room. So
you did?
Yeah. Lots of every gadget you can possibly buy, I had it.
And other times, was he able to talk?
Yeah. So there was, I helped him dictate sometimes. But in general, he was working on it, bit by bit, and I helped him and so got a sense of where he was going with it. And most of what's in the book now was there, that he put in there. But when the final prognosis came, he entrusted it to me to finish for him. So I took it from there. And the last 6 months I've been working on it pretty nonstop. So I added quite a bit, had to take out a few little things, and then the big project was arranging it, making sure it all worked well, and that those core ideas at the center of the book, at the center of his philosophy, his politics, his thoughts on life, baseball, everything, that they all connected, and they really did, and it was very natural, but it took a long time to get that puzzle just right.
So the things that mattered, it looked at his columns, right? And,
yeah.
And you comment on them or change them, say, you know, I don't think this anymore, to that nature. I think this is better. Because this talks about everything, his collection of knowledge about different people and what they meant. For example, you could open up Thomas Jefferson. So here's the complicated thing about Thomas Jefferson. Here's what, you know, he's a genius, but there were problems with some things he set up.
Yeah.
And for example, he talked about the size of the books. That Jefferson said, you know, there's things that you believe, and then there's a practical side to what you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that piece in particular is really interesting. I think he's talking about, he's using Jefferson as a symbol for the contradictions inherent in America, that, you know, this is the man who wrote the Declaration of Independence, yet who held slaves. And he talks about all different aspects
gave
of this.
Gave in to Georgia, who said make sure that,
yeah,
to keep slavery,
yeah,
out
that
of
he,
that.
Right, that he wanted to put in some of the Declaration declaring it evil, but he gave in and personally held slaves. And, you know, there are these contradictions at the heart of America, and Jefferson embodies them so well. But he also, I think my dad wrote about him in this column because there are ideals in there that transcend the contradictions and the faults. And I think, you know, he always looked at America as, I think, the greatest embodiment the world's ever seen of the best political ideals mankind's come up with, but it's still imperfect. And I think he enjoyed looking at this because he's always thought if you think you figure out a utopian system, that's wrong. Nothing's
right.
Ever perfect. Nothing's ever a final stage. We're always working out these contradictions, getting closer to an ideal.
And is this the type of, and by the way, just to finish up that conversation,
yeah,
he said, for example, the American Indian.
Yeah.
He said he thought the American Indian was equal to the European that was coming over here and the soon-to-be
right.
American. But what can you do? It's got to be us or you,
yeah,
and it's got to be us.
Yeah, yeah. I think he quotes Balzac as saying every great nation is founded on a crime, and there's, you know, there's an acknowledgement of problems in American history, but also that, you know, we can't always retroactively judge history the way we would want it to be in some pure form. History is what it was, and we can take the lessons that ended up counteracting those injustices over time and take solace from that.
And I'll give you another example of something that stands out with the book and how we miss him so much, what he writes and what he talked about. So when people bring up, well, if you look at Iraq, the way, if you look at what we see now, would you still have gone into the war? And he points out, he goes, yeah, if they had weapons of mass, if we knew they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, why would we go into the war? So the whole premise of that statement doesn't work. And the war was won. When President Obama took over, he even said so much, the war was won. So these, you took comments of today out of the headlines, and they took big picture things like Jefferson.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so many of the columns in this book and speeches and essays and other writings, many of which were never published before, you know, they were written in a particular time, but they really last beyond that. Many of these I would read and then do a double take when I look at the dateline and think, was this really written 20 years ago or 5 years ago? It seems like you could write it today. And, you know, lessons like about the Iraq War that, you know, they're specific to a time, specific to an issue, but they have larger messages for how do you debate questions of when a war is worth it, or how do you debate counterfactuals in history.
He also talked about this election. You know, he saw the rise of Trump, and they clashed a lot, and he had no really patience for some of the things that President Trump's done. Here he is, your dad, weighing in on what happened after Hillary lost.
They don't have a message. This is the same reason that Hillary lost. So having nothing to say, they have now fixated on Trump. It's all on the resistance, all about Trump. But think of the big picture. Why do they want to win the House? For one reason. Not tax reform, not jobs. They want to win it so they can start impeaching the president, undoing the election of 2016. That is the biggest mistake, political mistake in political strategy I have ever seen. And I think people understand that's not a worthy cause.
That was his advice to Democrats.
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah, I think, you know, my dad was very a very straight shooter. I mean, you, in the clip you played at the beginning, he talked about the sense of duty he felt to be an honest critic, an honest broker. And I think he really stuck to that in an admirable way, that he never pulled punches with President Trump. He very public about a lot of the criticisms he had of the president and disagreements about particularly his rhetoric, things he said. But on the other hand, he, you know, he wasn't going to go all out and criticize everything that the president did just because it was the president, that he would look at each policy decision and each action and make a judgment based on that. And there's a piece in the book where he talks about Trump derangement syndrome, which is actually he coined the term Bush derangement syndrome back in the 2000s, and now everybody
this is worse
things.
Now.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think his argument was, let's talk about the substantive problems here, and if we just get ourselves riled up about every tweet, you know, we're not going to get anywhere on either side. If one side's just tweeting to enrage the other side and they get in a cycle, you know, it's not very productive.
Certainly, we're not being very productive. What's it like hearing your dad's voice?
It's both hard and good, I would say. That, you know, in putting this book together, I heard his voice a lot. I reread almost everything he's ever written to make sure that I found the best additional material to go in here. I read a lot of transcripts, listened to a lot of speeches. And at the beginning, it was actually really hard to hear him without him being there. But at the same time, it felt really powerful and meaningful that I could still hear him and that I could learn new things from him still,
right,
from speeches and columns I hadn't read. And maybe my favorite thing, he could still make me laugh. That there are a lot of
dry
wit. Yeah, there's some hilarious columns actually in this book and speeches and just his wry wit and intelligence. And to feel that still with me was incredible.
What's interesting is everyone handles death differently depending on your age and what you're doing. Would you recommend this as a good therapy after the death of a loved one to go in and try to complete one of their works and get in touch with their voice as if they never left?
I wouldn't presume to tell anyone what to do. I think, you know, this was a very unique circumstance that my dad was in and that I was in. And it was very difficult going through this and putting it together. But at the same time, I knew I had to do it. It was the right thing to do. And I knew I was the only one who could do it right.
It's pressure.
Yeah. I knew his mind, I think, better than anyone. And I think that's why he wanted me and no one else to finish it.
And then and to Brett to do the first interview is important too,
yeah,
right?
No, that was very important to me. We just did that last night. And, right, you know, he had years of wonderful times on that panel with Brett. And that's where, you know, he built a lot of his thoughts, his public persona. And I think it was very rewarding to be able to start this there.
Where do we see you in this?
I wrote an introduction to this book where I explain its origins and also talk about my view of how it all ties together, which is drawn actually originally from an email I wrote to my father about his other book, his first book, Things That Matter. And I try to do the same thing here of just writing as if I was writing to him saying, Dad, this is how I see this all tying together. This is how incredible these deep messages are that link everything from political philosophy to how you live your life with your friends to how you think about fun things like baseball and chess and space exploration.
So, yeah, in fact, I asked you this on television, but I'll ask you again for our audience.
Yeah.
You said you helped your dad with your first book because he was struggling a little bit with the first question. As he started his book tour, he was getting this question. He goes, I'm not answering this right.
Right. Yeah, the question was, what is the book about? And I think because
something as basic as that.
Yeah, exactly. But I think because the last book and the point of it all, the new book, are so grand and kind of sprawling. I mean, they cover politics, both domestic, foreign, and kind of the big ideas of, you know, where are we going in the 21st century? What are the ideological battles? All the way to what fatherhood meant to him or what friendship meant to him, why he is so enamored with baseball and chess and complex thoughts about medical ethics. So it spans this whole region. So I think the question is, how does it tie together? And he, I think, wrote exactly the answer to it in his original introduction. But I just kind of pointed it out for him that it was there, that he was saying, more or less that everything that, that really matters, the point of it all, is to go and seek your own meaning, your own purpose, build your life as you want as a free individual. And that's where all these individual passions come from. But it has to be in a politics that allows that freedom to take place.
Yeah, and my last question on this topic, we'll come back and do a couple more minutes, but I'm just realizing, one of his assets, he's a great thinker, right? But is another one of his unheralded assets a great listener? And is that an example of, even though you did it in writing, did he also listen to people?
I think so, yeah. No, that's actually one thing I heard a lot when he passed away, and people were coming to me, friends, acquaintances, and telling me how they always were amazed how much he wanted to hear about them, how he would ask them how they were doing, what they wanted in their lives. And I think I wrote actually in the last entry in the book, which is the eulogy I delivered for him, that I thought was indicative of the person he was, that he was extremely outward focused on other people, on doing productive things in the world, on the people he loved. He didn't make it about himself. And I think that was an incredible strength and power that he had.
That's great. I think that builds bonds with friendship when you show you care about other people more than you do yourself.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people looking at your dad in a wheelchair and they think right away they want to help. But he's trying to say, I got this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you make that clear. Listen, we have a couple more minutes with Daniel Krauthammer, the soon-to-be bestseller. The Point of It All is now out. Him and his dad combined forces and put together a great book that will improve your life as well as tell you more about a great man. Back in a moment.
A radio show of the people for the people.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEADE. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If the left will not stand up for the elementary principles, we have a president, he's elected, he has authority, legitimate authority, and we proceed from there. We have free speech, you should be able to speak and not be shut down. If we can't get agreement on those principles, then we really are in a dangerous situation. And it is, I think, a manifestation of decadence, of a civilization that doesn't have enough confidence in its own righteousness in the end.
Yes.
For all of our flaws, if you don't have that kind of civilizational consciousness, you're finished.
Charles Krauthammer on the frustration, and he sounded a little stressed in that because they weren't accepting the verdict on the election, and we're still in the situation where Democrats aren't accepting, in many cases, that President Trump won an election. With me right now is the one of the authors of The Point of It All, Charles Krauthammer's son, Daniel. Daniel, do you remember talking to your dad? Was in an odd spot. A Republican wins, and he found himself somewhat at odds with him. But in this case, he looked at the Democrats' reaction. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think he often found madness on both sides, you might say, that, you know, he considered himself a conservative and he had core principles that he stuck to. But those principles weren't necessarily going to be end up being the same policies as the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. He really, you know, stuck to his guns, and he would say what he thought was the right thing and criticize both sides when he thought they were wrong.
You saw your dad's conservative.
Yeah.
They looked at George Bush 41. He's known as more of a moderate.
Yeah.
Last night you talked a little bit about, look back at his columns on Bush 41 after he lost. Can you share your father's, the substance of your father's column on Bush 41?
Yeah, I don't have it with me, but I was looking back at some of the columns he wrote during the Bush years when I heard the news that the former president had passed. And there was one that he wrote just after the election in 92 that I felt was just striking for its kind of wisdom and lasting view of history outside of the moment. I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said that, you know, George Bush lost this election and the press is all saying it's a failure. His presidency was, you know, was a waste. And my father said, no, this wasn't a failed presidency. It was a completed presidency, that he had two great challenges, handling the end of the Cold War and handling the Persian Gulf War, and both of which he handled well. And he was there at history's right moment, but he had finished his job, and it was his turn to leave history, essentially.
Even though Bush 41 couldn't come to grips with that, I think later on he would probably understand that.
Yeah, and it reminded me, actually, there's one of my favorite pieces in The Point of It All is about the American system, about limited government and my dad's political philosophy. But he ends it on this note of just such wonderful hope and belief in the American system and in American history. And he talks about how lucky we are that we have the right president at the right time. And I think President Bush was that right, President, then.
The point of it all in the name of the book. I got bad news for you, Daniel. This book's going to do so well. The book publisher's going to want you on the road for a while because your dad wants it to stay number one, and I'm sure it will be. Congratulations. Great meeting you, Daniel.
Thank you so much.
Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEADE. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Help wanted at the White House after President Trump's announced he's replacing Chief of Staff John Kelly.
We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis. I'll be announcing that over the next day or two, but John will be leaving at the end of the year.
Kelly's held the post since July 2017. Before that, he headed Homeland Security. Staffers say the most likely successor to Kelly is Nick Ayers, Chief of Staff for Vice President Pence. A storm spreading snow, sleet, and freezing rain took aim at millions of people across a wide swath of the South, and it will all weekend, which raises the threat of immobilizing snowfalls, icy roads, and possible power outages. Governors and local officials in several states declaring emergencies ahead of the storm. Winston-Salem, North Carolina could see up to 12 inches, could see up to 24 inches in the lower Appalachians. Brazilian President-elect Jair Bolsonaro is set to take office in January, but first he finds himself having to defend himself against charges of tax evasion.
Mr. Bolsonaro campaigned hard on an anti-corruption ticket. He'd appealed to many voters because of his clean track record in a Congress where hundreds of members are being investigated for corruption. These allegations emerged after the Brazilian tax authorities found over $300,000 had flowed in and out of the account of an aide to Mr. Bolsonaro's son, Flavio. The president-elect said some of the money had been found in his wife's account because the aide had been repaying a loan to him. He also called it a mistake that the money had not been included in his tax return.
That is Candace Payette with that report. In Paris, an estimated 10,000 yellow vest protesters took to the streets again among some 125,000 that were out around the country. Over 1,000 people were detained. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Ride-hailing giant Uber filing a confidential preliminary paperwork for selling stock to the public.
The Wall Street Journal reports the San Francisco-based Uber filed a paperwork earlier this week that would indicate it could go public within the first 3 months of next year. And the filing would come on the heels of a similar move by Uber's smaller rival, Lyft. The two initial public offerings could raise billions of dollars for the two companies to fuel their expansions and give investors their first chance to hitch their wagons to the booming business of ride-hailing apps. Bob Agnew reporting.
A SpaceX delivery full of Christmas goodies arrived at the International Space Station. The Dragon capsule pulled up at the orbiting lab Saturday, 3 days after launching from Florida. It took two tries to get the Dragon close enough to be captured by the space station's robotic arm. The Dragon holds everything the station astronauts need for Christmas dinner. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A 78-year-old man who uses a wheelchair and takes marijuana for back pain has been evicted from his federally subsidized apartment in upstate New York.
John Flitner is staying at the Niagara Falls homeless shelter after being escorted from his Niagara Towers apartment this week. A lawyer for the housing facility, which is subsidized by the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, notes the eviction proceedings began before Flitner obtained a state credential to possess medical marijuana. Although Flitner got the credential before his eviction, his attorney says the company enforced the lease's zero-tolerance policy. New York State has legalized medical marijuana, but HUD gives landlords discretion on whether to evict residents for using it. Patrick Frost reporting.
Police arrested and charged the 34-year-old man with killing a 13-year-old girl who was kidnapped last month from a North Carolina mobile home park. The announcement came the same day a memorial service was held at a local high school for the victim. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's been an historic week, a special week. Thanks so much for being here at part of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We got a rare appearance from Bill Hemmer. He's not allowed to talk yet. Bill, you remember the format, right? I have to do my intro first.
I got you.
And then Rollins.
I will wait to be called.
Right. He won't happen again. We're going to edit him out for the affiliates. And then Ed Rollins is here together. They're longtime rivals, Hemmer and Rollins. To get them together is certainly newsworthy in itself.
I don't think
and,
so.
And Chris Sarwalt at the bottom of the hour. Ed, please don't call me a liar on my own show.
I didn't call you a liar. I just thought your facts were incorrect, but that's okay.
Thank you very much. Let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
This all sounds similar. He's a hero. He's a gentleman. He's a patriot. And they said the same thing about John McCain. But when they were alive, the same media attacked them relentlessly. When they die, then suddenly they were the great Americans.
It's true. George H.W. Bush, in death, gets the respect he didn't get in many quarters in life and from the media. Do we believe them then, or do we believe them now?
Number two.
If you were Iran, and you wouldn't have to do it right away, but you would have to start planning to do it. It would take a long time. What I do
have
is,
you done that?
No, no, not yet. But I take all the profits of my company and put them into the foundation. The company, it would either go into a blind trust or I would sell it.
Wow, Radio Iowa interviewing Michael Bloomberg, the 74-year-old, might indeed be a 2020 Democratic presidential nominee. Let's talk about that field. Who has dropped out and who is putting themselves in?
Number one.
We're winding down toward the end of this. As a prosecutor, you don't let the cooperating witnesses get sentenced until you're at the end of the investigation and you can make an appraisal of how cooperative they've been. There's a lot in there that indicates that Mueller is trying to justify the FBI's investigation.
That's Andy McCarthy's assessment. And man, he is qualified to comment. The Mueller probe. What does the Flynn file show? What will Friday's Manafort and Cohen brief reveal? And is there any doubt that this probe is an attack on Trump instead of an investigation as mandated? Now we can cue the music and say hello to two of my my best friends in the building.
Just
Hi,
the
Ed
building?
Rollins. Just in the
Come
building.
On.
Outside the building, I got a lot
we
of friends.
Only raid in the building.
Ed. Right.
Well, you know, it's a big building.
How many floors? It's like 60
Good.
Floors.
Positive attitude
right.
over here.
That's great.
Big building.
He knows how to spin, right? You don't call anyone a liar, and everyone's your friend. Bill used to come on all the time. What happened?
Well, I mean, as Ed knows, our relationship was fractured.
Yeah.
And we had a period of time where we needed to go time out. And I think it's safe to come back out of our corners.
And
be friends again.
Okay, so you're going to resign from the last hour of your show every day and
give up Sandra Smith to come spend time with you?
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. You're nuts.
Ed is speaking. It's making some sense. But it's great to see. I know we're covering the funeral in Texas, and we know it's a special week.
Can I just say, yesterday was amazing in Washington, D.C. Wow. You think about, you know, the Reagan funeral and the Bush funeral yesterday was right up there with, like, American moments.
There's interesting times. You know, you have an inaugural, which is a very hopeful period of time, which you get to see all the military and the finalias and what have you. And historically, presidents have two good days. One is the day of their inauguration, and the second is the dedication of their library, and everything else in between is pretty rough. This yesterday was a send-off that George Bush, who had given so much to this country, received the gratification that he deserved from the country in all aspects of it. And I think whether you agreed or disagreed with elements of his presidency, you didn't care. You loved the man, you wished him well, and you were thankful for his service.
Agreed. I love the choice of the eulogist.
Right,
and
superb.
I love Senator Simpson was great. Brian Mulroney was interesting. He called us a better country than Canada, which was cool. And then you had John Meacham kicking things off, and he spent so much quality time with Bush over the last few years. And then you have President George W. Bush at the end. A couple of things stood out. One, can we just talk about the front row?
Yes.
Our presidents.
We can.
All right. First off, what jumps out at you? To see President Trump coming at the end.
Here's what I would have done. If
the front row is all former presidents and current presidents.
I know it. You're right. You know, Roslyn and Jimmy at the far end up to the Trumps, Donald and Melania. What I would have done is what George Bush did when he came around the pew and shook the hand of everyone there. I would have started on the far right. And
if you're Trump?
If I were Trump, I would have done that. And that's how I would have made my entrance, as opposed to coming in, sitting in, and...
Bill, I will say this. I'm being honest. You don't have an enemy in the world. I have never heard anyone say anything bad about you.
There's still time.
But Donald Trump doesn't have an enemy. It has a lot of enemies, and many of which are in that front row. Would you still have risked that?
I don't know what he knows, and I don't know what she knows, she being Hillary Clinton. I don't know what Barack Obama knows yet, and perhaps we will never know.
But the uniqueness of that situation, and you know, first of all,
but Trump's sitting down thinking, you spied on me.
Right.
Obama's sitting down thinking, you worked with the Russians. Hillary Clinton's over there thinking, you told people that I should be in jail. Donald Trump's thinking, well, maybe you should be in jail based on how they're investigating me. I get the cross currents. I'm just saying, if I were the president and I wanted to show the world a certain side of me as a gentleman, I would have started
with Rosalynn Carter and work my way across that.
Team. Ed, what's wrong with his theory, if anything?
No one would have been comfortable with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It would have been a great PR perspective and what have you. I think the President Trump, it was very uncomfortable. It's probably the most uncomfortable 2.5 hours he's had since he's been president. It wasn't his forum. He obviously the establishment was the audience. Everybody in that row, I mean, I agree with you in the sense that these are people who've been against each other. These are people who've said nasty things about each other. And I think to a certain extent, you could have come together. It'd been nice if that would happen. It's not his style. And he's a pugnacious guy who basically, I'm sure he went back to his office and said, no more funerals. I don't care who dies. I ain't going to another funeral.
Watch President Trump's reaction when George Bush comes off that lectern. Just watch him applaud in the reaction he gave 43 after breaking down at the end of that speech.
What is your assessment? I thought it was real.
So do I.
I think it was.
I don't think Trump was miserable for 2.5 hours. I think initially it was highly uncomfortable, but that feeling wore off. And it probably started to wear off when John Meacham started telling stories.
Well, John did a fabulous job of setting the tone. He's a great writer, and he's a great... You know, and the interesting thing about John's book is no one wanted to write a book about Bush. Bush didn't want to write a book about Bush. Bush was living...
2015.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was sort of like he was gone. He had made his service. And I think the nice thing about...
His son was gone.
And the nice thing about yesterday was that everybody reflected back on... You know, I obviously had my fights with him. If there was anybody on an enemies list, it was probably me.
Because you ran Ross Perot's campaign.
I ran Ross Perot's campaign, and I ran Jack Kemp against him. But more important than that, I was the chairman of the Congressional Committee. And I was when Simpson talked about the House Republicans, they blamed me for the House Republicans revolting against him. It was Gingrich. I was the political guy, and I was against it. But that was the breaking point for me in the Bushes. He had always been very nice to me before that, and equally as important, I'd been very nice to him. But the reality is that, seeing all my stuff aside, it was totally irrelevant. I was just a staff guy. He was the President of the United States. But the reality is I think he got a very warm send-off, and obviously the Bush family should feel very, very rewarded by all that.
You know what I thought was the key this week? Because I love history, but I also like the here and now.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I'm pulling for President Trump. I got a chance to know him before. I'm pulling for him as only an American, but I want him to see him do well. And I think he's doing a lot of really good things. Well, I can't defend a lot of other things he does. But I actually know a little bit about his mindset. He doesn't know how to get out of a feud. But the Bushes made it easy. The Bushes said, in the summer, I just want you to know, should my dad pass, you're invited. And the theme will not be anything against you. This is before McCain passed away. So it's two things. Number one, he goes and visits the Blair House. They welcome him. They invite the Bushes to the White House. They welcome them. This is a chance to say, hey, against Iraq War, 9/11, I said you didn't keep safe. Jeb Bush, I went after his jugular, no doubt about it. You said some negative things about me. I made a side comment about 1,000 points of light. Let's put it behind us. We're Republicans. We're pro-American. They have a chance to turn the page now. In your opinion, Bill Hemmer, I think we're going to go the next 2 years and maybe six without a negative word said about a Bush or about a major policy. I would agree with that.
I think it's a political truce, and I also think it was born out of necessity too. I think the midterm election in the suburbs of Dallas and Houston and Kansas City and Washington D.C. What am I missing? Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. Did I mention Atlanta?
You meant.
I think that was a wake up call to those in the political arm of the Trump White House.
Well, I hope so.
To say,
hey, have a political arm?
You cannot afford to lose these people and win again.
And you think Bush is the key to that?
No. Well, I think they're
Bush.
I think a lot of these people in these suburbs are Bush Republicans who have turned their back. Maybe it's 7%, maybe it's 10%, but in a 51-49 country, it can add to a lot.
Ed, you don't agree?
I've never found a Bush Republican. I mean, in the sense of someone saying, I've had Reagan Republicans, I've known Nixon Republicans, I've known Rockefeller Republicans. I've never had anybody step forward and say, I'm a Bush Republican.
What if we rephrase that and said establishment Republicans?
Well, I think, but the interesting thing about Bush, and if you want to go through the history, George H.W. Bush maintained the establishment's ability to stay alive. Ronald Reagan had routed them in 1980. And basically, if he would have picked Jack Kemp or someone else who he wanted to choose instead of Bush, there never would have been a Bush presidency. There never been a George W. presidency. And the reality is conservatives would have been moving forward. And I think he was the last wing of that establishment, Rockefeller, and that's not alive and well
anymore. So if Ross Perot doesn't take 19% of the vote in 1992, George Bush gets a second term?
No, he doesn't. I'll go through the numbers with you. 17%.
Bill Clinton got 43% of the national
vote. Doesn't matter. You go through the Republican vote, 27% of Republicans did not vote for George W. Bush. And that's the tragedy. Many of them, I'm sure, wish they would have. But he lost 17% to Perot. He lost 10%. 4 million Republicans voted for Bill Clinton. So the reality is Clinton would have won 53-54% if Perot had not been in that race.
Wow, that's interesting. I've heard that before. I've heard it disputed as well. In terms of what kind of president he was, here is former Senator Alan Simpson, Cut 23.
But he often said, when the really tough choices come, it's the country, not me. It's not about Democrats or Republicans. It's for our country that I fought for. And he was a man of such great humility. Those who travel the high road of humility in Washington, D.C. are not bothered by heavy traffic.
Best line of the day, right? Yeah. It's a great...
To which everybody in that front pew was shaking their head. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Listen, my favorite moment from yesterday was when John Meacham was telling the story about how George Bush helped a person when they were down and congratulated a person when they were succeeding. And the camera cut away to Jeb and George W. looking at each other, nodding in approval as if to say, that's what our dad was all about.
I know he was a wonderful dad. I think he was a wonderful husband. I think he was a good president. I think at the end of the day, the whole Trump presidency, which like the Reagan presidency, was against the Washington establishment. That whole cathedral yesterday was full of the Washington establishment. And bipartisanship is great when you're a lobbyist or you're basically a part of that ongoing. And what Trump is against is changing all of that. And so that's why I think there was an uncomfortable level.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about the 2020. Is that okay, Bill? You're checking your phone. Jim Baker's talking. We'll play a little some of those highlights of the Texas funeral ceremony. He's one of the eulogists today. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEADE. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Talk. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
The man did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for so he can have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I must begin with an apology. Heffy, I'm about to do something you always hated and that your mother always told you not to do. Brag about yourself. I will do this because it must be done. And because, as a lawyer, I see that thing beloved by all lawyers, a loophole.
And that is James Baker. We're going on to salute his good buddy. He was there in the final moments. He was there in the final day. He was there every step of the way. Bill Hemmer and Ed Rollins are here. And guys, it started at 11 o'clock Eastern time, and then it'll wrap up today, and he'll be buried at the library at Texas A&M.
There's going to be some remarkable events today when they take his body away in the casket on board that train to College Station, 70 miles, I think, by rail. You're going to see a lot of Texans out watching this. And then there's 21 fighter jets will fly a missing man formation.
And
today.
A couple of warthogs, right?
I thought they were primarily F-18s, okay. I thought. But I got to hear my stack of stuff that I won't get to.
Gotcha. Ed, I like this. Like I said one thing this morning that everyone kind of laughed at. I thought that scene in the front row was like a magical moment. Not that they all got along, but I love seeing our former presidents together.
It's our history.
Yeah,
do
you want to move just closer to the mic?
It's our history. You can go every single person there, including a couple in the back row, Cheney and Gore and what have you, had all been involved in American politics for the last 30, 35 years. Everyone, including Cheney. Cheney thought about running for president one time, couldn't find support. Gore ran and actually, you know, got more votes. They were all there, and they all basically have had knockdown, drag-out fights against each other. And at the end of the day, that's what makes democracy so very special. You could teach a history course just taking that front row and going through those people.
So there's a sense when you read back. I just reread John Meacham's book to get ready for this. He hated the press. He couldn't believe how mean the press was with him and unfair.
Oh, they were terrible.
But he kept it to himself.
Yeah.
He would, but Trump tweets about it. So when people say this is a divided time and the press is not fair, and put in perspective, today's a divided time, but is it more divided than you remember?
No, it's not more divided. I mean, Ronald Reagan got beat up every single day. I mean, I was there with him when he first got elected in the White House, and he had an ability. As he said to me one time, he said, you know, I was a B movie star. He said, I had nothing but bad stories. So I know what I want to do. I know where I'm going to take this country. I know that people love me. But more important, I know what the mission is. The press, the difference today is cable television, social media. It's 24 hours a day. When I was in the White House, when I was the White House political director, we had to worry about the New York Times, the Washington Post, whatever those stories were. We had till a whole day to get from going on ABC, CBS, NBC that night, which took it from 1 or 2 million people to 30 million people. Today, the moment there's a tweet, the moment there's something happening, it's on cable. I love cable, but it's just.
Is this good or bad? Is it positive or negative?
Well, it's a drumbeat. I mean, we basically here carry a story. The other networks, the other cable stations, carry exactly the opposite story. And so, whatever you want, you can tune in here. If you want conservative, balanced television, you can get it here. If you want somewhat biased, the other side. I think today it's harder because there's so much of it. You need more of a Reagan-type personality that just sort of brushed it off and moved on.
I wouldn't say thick skin or thin skin. I mean, I just think it's just you just got to not pay as much attention.
Absolutely.
That's just it.
Absolutely.
I remember I remember when Rumsfeld met Bret Baier. He was about to do an interview. I don't think he even knew who these reporters and anchors were. I don't think Bush knew a lot of them because he wasn't watching television.
Very interesting.
I hate to do it, but everybody knows Bill Hemmer. Am I right, Ed Ryan?
Absolutely. Everybody knows you.
Yeah.
F-18 Hornets and Super Hornets.
So I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
No, you told wait, that's different than a Warthog?
Yeah, A-10 okay. Is a Warthog.
Oh, no, you could say I was wrong.
No, sorry.
No, Ed can't say I was wrong, but you just did.
You take that up with him.
I didn't say you were wrong. I said you were just incorrect with your facts.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces. In self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A member of the Missouri Tigers band makes the Dean's List for making the best of a big moment and asking a big question. During the Tigers' homecoming game against Memphis, the gentleman took a risk and asked his girlfriend to marry him. He went for it and made the marriage proposal on the field, since his girlfriend is also a member of the band, and he did it in front of tens of thousands of people.
I wanted to make our last chance to share the field the most memorable moment we can have. Will you marry me?
The risk paid off. She was clearly surprised and said yes. Maybe it was a good omen for the football team as well. Missouri sprinted to a 3-touchdown lead over Memphis in the first quarter. Congratulations to the happy couple. Nice play. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So the White House has confirmed that Heather Nauert is going to be the U.N. ambassador nominee, and Bill Barr will be the attorney general nominee. One replaced Jeff Sessions, the other Nikki Haley. So, you know, Heather Nauert was just here. She was at Fox News. Before that, was at ABC. Before that, she was at Columbia, and she's done really good over the last 2 years. You've seen her as a spokesperson for two separate secretaries of state, but most importantly, she's got the trust of the president. And right now, you need competence, you need people that want to be there, and trust. We also are following this story. The chief of staff, John Kelly, might be resigning. I reached out to someone key around Kelly. They said, not true, exclamation point. Every time that this rumor started, I wrote this guy, and every time he's been right, and he's supposed to be at a Christmas party, you heard John Roberts say today. Joining us right now in studio, if you're smart enough to get the Fox Nation app, is John Roberts. Behind the John Rich, John Roberts just joined us. But behind that beautiful that sweater that you wear, the sweatshirt you're wearing, is the Folds of Honor T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Which has everything to do with why you're here, besides do you really like the radio show.
I love your radio show. I was just saying, I listen to your radio show with my earbuds in when I'm mowing the grass back in Tennessee.
Wait a second.
I do, dude. I listen to your show. I'm like, I'm going to listen to Brian and mow the grass.
See, John, I get guffed because I listen to talk radio in the car, but you as a musician, I always thought musicians listen to the music.
No, man, I keep up with all this stuff, man. I think every American should keep up with what's going on. You know, it's I don't even know how you guys keep up with this. It's literally looking at the paper on your desk. It's page after page after page keeps hitting your desk. It's incredible. You know, I was looking at the Chinese stuff about how they steal our intellectual property. And, you know, as a songwriter, that's songwriting is intellectual property. Of course, they're taking tech. And, you know, you can't let people do that. He's right. That is extremely dangerous.
And we've been letting it happen for the longest time. There was a theory in the 70s, if we bring China along, they would eventually play by the rules. If we bring them in the WTO, they'll eventually understand.
Yeah, no. They're not. They're just taking advantage of it. So it's going to be interesting to watch this play out. Intellectual property, I think Americans are finally understanding, because it's intangible, it's invisible to them. But it's as real as this table, you know. I mean, it is totally real. And as we go further into the future, intellectual property is going to run everything.
Well, I'll give an example. So you have the Big and Rich music label. You have multiple businesses, but most of all, you're the Redneck Riviera guy.
Right, right.
And you have this whiskey. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
So you came up with this whiskey. I even met the person that came up with the American blend, this genius.
Right, right.
Multiple degrees. He came up with the American blend.
Yeah.
So the Redneck Riviera, now you don't need money, I get it. But if the Chinese walked up to you and your intellectual property was the company you put together to make this whiskey and said, hey, John, I'm going to bring this to the number one market in the world. I'm just going to need 51% of the business.
Right.
You're going to make more money than you ever dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to need the recipe and the blend, how you blended it.
Yeah.
You know what our company's been saying? Sounds good.
Sure. We'll take it.
We've been greedy. And
yeah.
No one's forcing us to give up our intellectual property in many cases that they're not stealing through cyber.
We're playing short ball. We're playing checkers, not chess. You know what I mean? There's multiple moves that are going to be made. You got to be thinking about what's the fourth and fifth move. This is not checkers. You jump them once. Hey, I took your checker. They're like, fine, you can take my checker because I'm about to win the whole game.
And buy the board.
And buy the board.
And if you want to play, you're going to pay to get
and
in.
And own the store that sold you the board and the company that makes the board. Exactly.
Absolutely. The other thing is, and I know you don't like government intervention by trade if you're an American. You usually don't. But there are rules for American businesses internationally. I'm almost thinking there's got to be some type of international rule where you're not able, if you're Qualcomm or somebody else,
mm-hmm.
to go cash in with a Chinese company who are going to overpay you using state money. To go over there, because even though you came up with that, that property was made in America, and if it belongs to another country, that could hurt our defense.
We may be stepping up to a line here where you start talking about national security because of tech. When what they start taking away is tech, or these companies are making deals and it's about tech, and now China can dive into the United States and see all kinds of things that they're not supposed to be seeing and control things they shouldn't be controlling through the click of a button on a computer somewhere in China, then it is a national security risk.
When Google and Facebook go into China, they're giving up a lot of the freedom that they have here. Now Europe is saying, hey, Facebook, hey, Google, get over here. What the hell are you doing? You're exposing all of our people's personal data, and you're selling it, and we let things go wild for the long time. So we could be, as much as America is a home of the free and we want an opportunity to excel, I think that we're in a weird time right now.
Well, there's also a thing called monopoly, you know, and I mean, so you look at information. It's never been how do you monopolize information? Well, that's what's pretty much happening at this point. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
They're monopolizing information and our personal information, and we have no control over it.
Do you have fans in China? Do you have fans?
Actually, yeah. They're American music, country music is actually a thing in China. Matter of fact, Redneck Riviera Whiskey, believe this or not, one of the biggest distributors in China said, we've got to get Redneck Riviera Whiskey over here into China. I said, 2019, we'll test it out. So next year, we're going to try it out. They love American products. I think the Chinese people wish they were Americans, that they had freedom. It's a communist country. Don't forget, it's a communist country.
Who is more iron-fisted than ever, reportedly, coming down on, and the way they've infiltrated into society to find out that would-be protester.
And Xi's not going anywhere. I mean, he's there for as long as he wants to be there, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he grandfathered in for, he'll be 100 years old.
So you know? I had a chance to spend some quality time with you.
Yes, you did.
And I know you regret it.
No, I don't. Be tough. You're an easy friend to hang with. No,
well, thank you. But you,
Greg Gutfeld's, he's the one you got to keep up with.
Because he's got emotional and mental illnesses.
Yes, he likes to. He likes to. Every now and then, he'll sit in my lap and just tell me, "Man, it's just so hard."
And how do you tell him to get off? Because that's what Tyrus is trying to do.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we had a great time in Nashville, man. You came down and. Came down to the Redneck Riviera Bar on Broadway, right there in the middle of town.
Which is just open, really, right?
It just opened in May of this year. The whiskey just launched in January of this year. We're in 41 states, man. Our goal was 12 states. 41 states. I give 10% of the profits on these bottles, or tithe, as I call it, as I was taught to tithe on my money, back to the Folds of Honor, which puts kids through college who lost a mom or dad in combat fighting for our country, or a spouse who lost a spouse. I actually met a girl yesterday. As a surprise, I didn't even know she was coming, that she's going through college right now at the University of Central Florida on a Folds of Honor scholarship that was funded by Redneck Riviera Whiskey. Can you even believe it?
No.
It blew my mind, dude. It was almost tears were starting to well up. The chills hit me. I went, wow, it's so powerful when you meet one of those people. So right now, I mean, I just did Fox and Friends with you guys. RedneckRiviera.com crashed for about 30 minutes, but it's back up. So if you're out there at your laptop, guys and gals, go to RedneckRiviera.com. On the front page, it says store locator. You click that, put your zip code in, and boom, you'll find the store.
And so many times people go to these foundations and they wonder, I hope the money's not going to the Christmas party.
Right.
I hope it's not going to upkeep or somebody's
some private jet or whatever.
Yeah, private jet. And Folds of Honor has shown time and time again that money goes right to scholarships. They have almost no overhead.
Yeah, Major Dan Rooney started Folds of Honor. He's still an active fighter pilot, as you know.
They asked him to go back in. That's how much they need fighter pilots.
That's right. And he went back.
With five girls.
With five daughters, yeah. And so he's a champ, man. He's the ultimate patriot. And to be able to give back to Folds of Honor is a huge thing. You know, talking about international stuff, I've always drank Canadian blended whiskey, Crown Royal. That's what I've always drank. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy says, buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down. I've always drank that, and one day I wondered, well, where's the American blended whiskey? Nobody had it. So Redneck Riviera whiskey is American blended. The glass is not made in China.
Wow.
By the way, over 90% of all the glass in liquor is made in China. My glass is made in Ohio. My corks are made in Indiana, so it's 100% American.
Awesome. However, did you have to add to the price in production to make it in America? Because they do it cheaper over there. They make it over there, ship it back over here, and they say they still do it cheaper. Tell me the truth.
The truth is my bottle is $24.99, and we could have saved maybe 40 cents a bottle had we made got the glass from China. And they told me that. My distiller said, we could save 40 cents a bottle. I said, I don't think so. I said, American blended whiskey, we give back to the Folds of Honor. I own this brand. I don't endorse it. I own it. It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the glass is made in America, or we don't make it. They said, okay, it's going to cost you 40 cents a bottle. I said, well, so be it. What is the problem? And I think that attitude needs to catch on through this country, and the big companies like Qualcomm, some of the ones you're talking about. Don't play checkers. Play chess, man. China is playing chess. They play by hundreds of years. They don't play by 1 or 2 years. We all know that by now. And that's how we need to react to what they're doing right now. It will become a national security risk at some point.
I know. And by the way, John Rich, as you know, was on The Apprentice, won The Apprentice.
Right.
And got to know President Trump personally because he really respects you, not only as a musician, as a business person. He got to see. I always liked that show, and I'm a little embarrassed. I guess I shouldn't say this, but I learned stuff on that show.
Yeah.
Because they bring in executives and said, okay, impress me with this campaign. And I watched some things, and I thought, that's a good idea. And then you watch the executives blow it out of the water, whether it's an advertising campaign.
Yeah.
And I knew you told me a little bit later there's some twists and things that happen.
Yes, they make it tough on you. Right. Mark Burnett is the director who does Survivor and Shark Tank. So this guy's just a genius. You know,
did the Bible series.
He's awesome. He makes it really difficult on everybody. But one thing I learned about Donald Trump is when he talks to somebody, when he asks you a question, I'm sure you've experienced this, he's a big guy. He leans in towards you when he asks you the question, and he looks you right in the eye and does not blink. And you watch people.
He listens too.
And you watch people push back, like they lean back to answer it. And so I watched him doing that, and I said, okay. When it came my turn, Mr. Trump goes, so, John Rich, how was Gary Busey as your project manager?
You know? By the way, this is a line you hope never to hear from anybody.
I mean, of all the things you think you're going to hear, Gary Busey is your project manager. And he leans in and does the thing, and I leaned right back into him, and I said, Mr. Trump, he's the nicest bunch of guys I ever met. And he started laughing, because you don't see him laugh a lot. He let out this big laugh, and he goes, that's a big statement, Gary. That's a pretty big statement. And I went, there you go. And from that point forward, he looked at me a little bit different because I think he likes to test people and see if they're, you know, confident in who they are.
And you are. And you won.
And I won.
That was not
for
easy.
St. Jude, yeah, for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Folds of Honor is a great cause. That's an incredible cause.
Yes.
So a couple of things. You are more than a business. You're more than a singer, writer. You're also a business person. It's very rare to get both those qualities with artists, if you ask me, because it's almost like two subparts of different parts of your brain. I want to be true to my art. I want to be true to my music. I'm not worried about money or being rich. I have a mission in life.
But that's a mistake. See, that's a mistake. I tell artists that all the time because I know all of them. And I say,
they say things like I'm saying, right?
They say things exactly like what you just said. I just want to make music, man. I just let them worry about the business. I go, no, you need to worry about your business because if you handle it right, you'll be able to make the music you want to make a lot longer because they don't care. They'll just go get another artist once you run out of gas. You got to handle your own business. Look at your own statements, read your own accounting, do an audit, check your stuff out. It's called net, N-E-T. Make sure your net is as high as you can get it. What's net? That's the money you keep. They might be paying you all this money for the show. What actually went into your bank account? Have you even looked at that? Well, no. Well, go look at it. I mean, all the time. I should have a seminar for artists. Because a lot of artists, like you said, I just want to make my music, and they're so excited that they finally got a record deal, and they're on the radio, and they're on a tour.
Right.
They forget about the business.
Well, let's drill down even further. The music isn't your only source of revenue.
True.
So that was key. And your other sources of revenue, I mean, you have a product, you have a brand, correct?
Right. Yeah, to me, you know, Redneck Riviera was this phrase that has been sitting around since the early 1960s. It's what people would say down in the Gulf, we can't afford to go to the French Riviera, so where do we go? We go to the Redneck Riviera, right? Because you can afford to go there, and it's beautiful down there. But nobody ever trademarked the phrase. A trademark is intellectual property. You're talking about intellectual property rights in China. I went in and was able to trademark the phrase Redneck Riviera, who's got decades of equity built up in it, people using that phrase. And I call it America's work hard, play hard brand. So it's like premium whiskey at a moderate price. It's under $25. Same thing with the boots. They make my boots the same place they make Lucchese, which is the best boots out there. Same exact leather, same people making it. My boots are $259, $300, not $800 or $900. And for me, I grew up in a trailer in Texas, man. We didn't have extra money. So most people don't. And they got a little bit left over on the weekend. What are they going to do? They shouldn't have to drink the rot gut stuff just because that's all they can afford. So I put mine down there under 25 where the working class folks can drink the good stuff.
You got it. Man, I love it. John Rich is here. Go out and order. You can go order online or just hit in a zip code and find out what store's selling.
Man, we're in 41 states. RedneckRiviera.com. It says store locator. You just click that, put in your zip code, and all the stores pop up around your house.
John Rich will share his George Bush 41 story and play a message sent to him by the former president himself. Don't go away.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEAD. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. President, this is John Rich wishing you a very happy 85th birthday.
John, this is George Bush. I'm very touched by it. I love your music and I love this song particularly. So you're guaranteeing me a happy 85th birthday.
Wow, how great is that?
I can't, every time
John
I hear
Rich
that,
is here.
It blows me away. It's, you know, I was upset that I missed his phone call, but now I'm so glad I did because I have that recording of, you know, Bush 41, man, playing phone tag.
Can you give me an idea what was happening?
So it was his 85th birthday, and I had written this song about my grandfather who fought in World War II. He was a tunnel rat. He had 6 Purple Hearts. I mean, he was one of those guys. And I wrote this song about him. But then I heard it was President Bush's 85th birthday, so I called and sang that song. It's called The Good Lord and the Man. And by the time it was over, he was singing. I had no idea that we're filming him while he was listening to it. He's singing along to the words at the end. Then he called me, but I was on stage somewhere, and he left that voicemail that you just played. So, you know, for me, I go, my grandfather, because my grandfather's a huge President George H.W. Bush supporter, huge. Because it was World War II, and he was, you know, conservative. He probably up in heaven right now just grinning ear to ear going, that's pretty cool.
Last few days have been pretty great, haven't they? I don't know if you've had time.
You have
been able to watch?
I thought George W.'s eulogy was just unbelievable. Can you imagine how he feels, you know? I mean, for anybody to lose their dad is a terrible, terrible day. But to lose that dad who mentored you and you were the president, what a dynamic. I mean, only John Adams and John Quincy Adams, you know, that's the only other family that ever could say that.
You know what else is going to emerge out of this? I think the Bushes and Trumps are done with the feud.
I hope so.
They put it behind them.
And,
you know, it's the Bushes are bigger because they went after Jeb personally. And
right.
He went after Bush's record. But for Trump, it's not personal. As you see with Rand
right.
Paul and Marco Rubio and,
right.
and Lindsey Graham, it's just out to win.
He just wanted to win.
And yeah. I think that they might have buried the hatchet there. I thought that was pretty good.
I saw where the First Lady had reached out to our former First Lady and personally invited her to the White House. You know, Melania reached out to Mrs. Bush there, and I thought, there you go. That's class.
Now, with you, John, how is the guy that's president now, the businessman you know, does this is the exact Donald Trump I know?
Yeah, and you know, the unfiltered nature that he has, that's how he was. I mean, I was on a TV show, so it's nothing.
It was a lot of downtime.
What he's doing now. But yeah, he would just sit around and say whatever's on his mind and say it in the verbiage he wanted to use, you know, and you're just kind of going, okay, you know, I mean, you know, I don't think anybody approves of anybody 100%, but results are results. When you see, I saw the 3.7% unemployment rate. I see a lot of people coming to our concerts now that weren't coming a couple of years ago because of budgets or they didn't have a job
yeah.
or whatever.
The first thing to get cut is entertainment.
Absolutely.
And they're not cutting it now.
Yep.
John Rich, Redneck Riviera,
RedneckRiviera.com. We support the Folds of Honor. Go find a store near you.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEADE. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.